glass half full or half empty? Or maybe it's broken.
Maybe it's not a glass at all.
Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket's Rotten Radio is in the air.
It's the Donovan Miller Show. I'm George Dunham.
I'm Craig Miller.
Later in the show, we'll talk baseball. Harry Callis, the voice of the Phillies, and Ken Singleton, the voice of the Expos, coming up here in about 6 minutes or so. Spring training underway in Major League Baseball. Starting to get into... Oh, it's Clarence Murphy, our maintenance man.
Oh, no. Hi, Clarence. How are you?
Donovan Miller.
Hey, how you doing?
Yeah, I was just down in the boiler room giving the pipes the old once over with the monkey wrench. And
Clarence, we're doing our show
right here. Yeah, and I was just down there watching videotape from the security camera mounted in the fourth floor women's bathroom. And
you can't do that.
Yeah. I heard you boys talking about football and baseball and reminded me of an old sports story I want to tell you, fellas.
All right, keep it short and make sure it has a point.
Well, this must have been 10, 15 years ago or so. Now, come to think of it, it was when dinosaurs still roamed the earth, so...
so this must be longer than that.
No, it was in the 50s. It was in the 50s because Harding was president. Anyway,
what? He wasn't president then.
Anyway, it was me, silent film star Harold Lloyd, Vlade Divac, Alanis Morissette, the nubile songstress who has recharged the Gen X music scene with her brand of eggs-dritten turbo pop.
How would you know that?
And who else was with us? It was old, I must have been on Channel 8's health reporter, Dennis Johnson, anyway.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
There we go.
You need some water?
No, I'm fine. Anyway, we'd all taken summer jobs delivering pancake breakfasts to the wealthy.
What?
Well, no, actually, come to think of it, it was gold bullion we was delivering, not pancakes. So you can imagine our surprise and the responsibility we felt. Anyway, well, we was delivering this gold bullion for the Colombian government, which was merely a paper front for the drug cartels.
What? You and Vlade Divac?
No, wait a second. No, it was pancakes we was delivering. I'm sorry. They were described as golden brown pancakes. That's probably why I was confused.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we're delivering Columbia House blend coffee. So anyway, that's where I got the government thing. Anyway, Vlade Divac and Alanis Morissette were pretty hot and heavy at this point.
Sure.
Yeah. So Harold Lloyd and I decided to play a trick on them because Harold had a thing for one of them.
He's lying again.
And I didn't know which one of them because, you know, Harold couldn't talk. He's a silent movie actor.
Let's just say it was Alanis just for...
Well, it could have been, you know.
Well, let's just say it was.
Yeah,
all right,
okay.
Move on.
Yeah. Anyway.
Jump started there.
Right, you know, and Harold couldn't talk. You know, he's a silent movie actor. Therefore, the only way he could express himself was to hang off a clock high above the ground.
What?
Yeah. Anyway, the company we worked for had a rule that you could only deliver pancakes to the wealthy because they were the ones whom God loved.
What kind of rule is that?
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, and this posed a problem for Harold and me because the trick we wanted to play on Vlade and Alanis involved delivering pancakes.
Uh-huh.
So phase one of the plan began. Harold and I emptied our bank account and gave all our money to the thankful couple of Alanis and Vlade. But, you know, after that, they were still only lower middle class. So, after a few crime sprees and robbery rampages of the world's finest jewelry stores, we had enough money to deliver pancakes to Alanis and Vlade.
What kind of existence is that?
So, finally, one morning, Harold and I, we crept up the stoop to Vlade's cold water flat, where we knew Alanis was bedded down with the 7-foot sinner. And Harold and I approached with a raging stack of blueberry silver dollars.
Uh-huh.
Right. Well, Vlade was happy as a pig in a blanket to see those because, you know, they were his favorite.
Mm-hmm.
But what he didn't know was there's a shotgun hid in that stack of pancakes.
Again, the ultimate prank, a shotgun.
Right. And not only that, it had a remote trigger hooked up to the butter tray.
Say something about an award for this show today.
So there was
take it back.
There was Vlade with the bed tray over his legs, his goose down comforter laying across his legs. He and Alanis, you know, laying there with his money bags. Oh, so many money bags around, and he was smiling at us, his good friends, for making him wealthy and delivering him pancakes.
Huh.
Nuts.
Well, then, just then, he reached that old butter tray. and Harold and I eased into the broom closet.
Right.
Fit right flush up against the back of it. And right as Vlade lifted that butter tray, that shotgun sprung out of them pancakes and stared him right in the face like an irritated cobra. It shadowed his every head movement. And just as Vlade began to butter that shotgun, that remote trigger went off.
Uh-oh.
We laid low.
Sure.
And just as that moment, that shotgun, you know, the one that we hid in the pancakes and all.
Right.
It fired up in the air and all them pancakes and money sacks went everywhere. Anyway, as a sports star, I want to tell you fellas, come on down to the boiler room. I just got a fresh cookie sheet of pralines.
Okay. Again, how's that a sports story?
I got lost about 3 minutes
ago. Bye, Clarence.
Rotten Radio.
Set. Blue 88. Blue 88. Time.
Get ready, Dallas, as Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket, presents the
Homer Call of the Week.
They're going to say I'm a homer.
Here it is. Another change of momentum. You and I. It's all or nothing here.
Yes!
McCaffrey, at third base, the fans stormed the court. Oh my God! Oh my goodness! You and I win.
He's quarantined. That's a touchdown! Oh my!
I tell you what, we're gonna get the Homer Call of the Week again because I don't care, baby. That's another touchdown.
Yes! At the buzzer, the boots nailed the tray. At the buzzer, the ball game is over. How sweet it is!
You gotta be kidding me.
Sí, señor. Senor, horny woman.
The Mean Green Bench erupts. The Mean Green Nation is going wild.
We just stepped on their face with a hot nail boot and broke their nose. We just crushed their face.
Homer Call of the Week.
Yeah!
Back again. Every Thursday, although we have a programming announcement for you, this will be the last Thursday. We'll be on at 1:50. Just plan accordingly. Next week, it'll be on at 12:50, an all-new time.
We do it every year at Fall Back.
Do what?
Yes.
We're going to fall back an hour.
Hmm.
So it'll be 12:50 next week.
Realize that.
To begin to accommodate for the Generals show, Bob Knight.
Yeah, and for the sunrise.
So, Homer Call of the Week. We look for cheerleaders. We look for people really happy when their team does well, who are really sad when their team does poorly, and we vote, and it really doesn't matter what the vote is, and away we go.
All right, the good ones that happened in college and pro football this week, we're moving to next week. And I apologize to all the SMU fans, especially Rachel and Sam, who wanted to hear Rich Phillips and his big SMU call on a win.
Well,
because
maybe next week.
Because we're doing something special this week. Many people have emailed me, hey, have you ever heard the calls from the Plano East versus Tyler John Tyler playoff game a few years back at Texas Stadium? It's one of the best games ever. And I've emailed many people back. No, I've never heard it, but I'd like to. So P1 Larry Tippin dropped off the videotape.
Okay.
P1 Larry Tippin.
Yeah!
This is considered to be one of the greatest high school football games in history. You know a guy
who's on
the team, right, Carlos?
I knew Terrence Green. He's a star wide receiver, and we'll hear him in a number of times.
Okay.
Terrence isn't gay.
Carlos, who's gay.
You are.
Grego was at this game. Many listeners are aware of this game, but many people are not.
I remember seeing it in Wisconsin or wherever I was on SportsCenter.
You just saw a little clip, though.
Oh, sure.
I'm going to give you the whole story here, okay? Now, here's the bit. Tyler is rolling. Tyler John Tyler.
Not today, doesn't suck.
Not that Tyler.
Is just killing this team. In fact, play the first cut. This is just one of the announcers coming back from the break, and this is so he can intro all the guys who are in the booth.
Everybody, welcome back to Texas Stadium. Denny Garver, Mike Zaputo, Eddie Clinton. Along with Earl, the Cookie Man Miller, Tom the Apprentice Porter, and Steve the Statman Minich.
All right.
That's a big booth.
That's a big booth full of six guys, all right?
Couple now, Eddies.
On this play, Tyler goes up 41-17. There's only a few minutes left in the game. Listen to this.
Jay Goodell in motion. Whitley rolls, blitz, hit, fumbles. Ball is picked up. Oh, my, can this be? Oh, my! Touchdown, David Warren. Is that right? I don't know how long he was standing.
somebody hang onto your leg before they call you down. Like I said, I'm going to sound like a sour grapes homer on this one, but I'm going to tell you what, that big rascal stood there for about 5 minutes and somebody draped all over his leg before he took off.
All right, what happened
that
there
big
was,
rascal.
Was the Plano East quarterback was standing there almost getting sacked. Somebody stripped the ball out of his hands and runs it back 90 yards for a touchdown. That puts Tyler up 41-17, and there's just over 3 minutes left in the game.
Question.
Yeah.
Was this a radio broadcast?
No. This is on TV.
Okay, good.
Well,
because that was very descriptive.
Well, just these are the homers, though. You just wait till you hear what's
I would have voted for it anyway. It was just a one call.
Okay.
All right. So, like I said, it's a 90-yard strip, ball, fumble return, whatever you want to call it. Tyler is up 41-17. There's just over 3 minutes left in this game. 41-17. Well, Plano's not going to give up. It's probably lost, but they figure they'll try an onside kick. Here's an onside kick attempt.
Onside kick. Going to be
right
east.
Got it.
All right.
This ball game ain't over, baby.
Great job. And for all you fans that left at the 4 minute and 51 second
you
mark,
you deserve to be gone.
Shame on you.
All right.
We got it, baby.
All right.
We got it.
We're building up.
Okay.
We're certainly building up in this Plano and Tyler.
How far behind is Plano right now?
All right, it's 41-17. They get that onside kick. They're able to drive very quickly for a score, okay? And so that means they have cut the lead to 41-23 with 2:42 left.
Come on.
You can't catch up, right?
2:42 left. And they figure, well, what do we do here? Obviously, everybody knows we're going to do it, but let's try another onside kick. Here's the audio.
Come on,
onside
baby.
Onside kick.
Easy. Slow down, man.
It's up.
Yes, sir, they got it.
Plano East.
They touched it.
Yes, sir.
Football.
Plano East football.
I don't know that it was going.
It was.
10 yards.
No, that's a mistake by the Tyler player.
It's a live ball
if it doesn't go 10 and Tyler touches it.
All right.
So all six guys in the booth are play-by-play guys?
I don't have any idea who's talking most of the time. But as this game wears on, they all do get into the action. Okay. Now this is, remember, they're now down 41-23. We're under 3 minutes to play. And Plano East trying to get another touchdown. Here's one of the plays on the drive.
Daniel Macias wide to the right. Terrence Green to the left. In motion, Rico Hall blitz, Green pass to Green.
Terrence Green,
30, 25,
he's
20,
going. Oh, he's still
15.
Looking for it. Oh, baby, oh, he stops the clock. Good gosh almighty.
What
still
happened?
Over a minute left in the game. I'm telling you, Terrence Green is Superman.
Is that your buddy?
That is my guy. I played college baseball with him, and he told me all about this game.
Okay, yeah. What a game. Okay, so that was just a big play that led to this Plano touchdown, which would bring them within four.
All right.
Woods in motion. Whitley.
There it is.
Yes, sir!
Brought us down, John Braddock.
And a baby.
There it is.
Down, John Braddock.
Not over yet, boys.
We were talking about what?
Huh?
I'm telling you.
They don't quit.
No, sir.
We're selling them out. We're getting ready to tell them they weren't going to win.
I want everybody that what?
This could be extremely damaging.
You're listening to Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Rotten Radio.
Let's get back to Rotten Radio on The Ticket.
Junior, accidentally or maybe on purpose, nominated himself for an emergency break of the week because of a dirty air incident.
She left the studio after we took pictures with her and joked around with her and said bye-bye. And as soon as that door closed, every single one of us went,
jeez.
Craig, that was audible and on the air.
Why are you looking at me?
Because
the Hulk came right into the room. I don't know what you're talking about.
After having the hot grown studio all that time.
Yeah, the holders.
Yeah.
All right, so
you reconfirmed
she leaves,
your humanity.
She leaves and every single one of us says what?
Said, oh my gosh.
That was so shocking. And listening back to it this morning when Big Strong and I were...
You smell the place up with Rotten Radio on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
All over the place.
Which caused you to lose control of your Back bottom.
I will take you to court on this. I did not let loose and let fly with flatulence.
You honked your backside.
No, I didn't honk my backside. My three-year-old made a mouth noise, even like, or whatever.
No, you blew the quilt and your three-year-old off the bed.
I didn't blow any quilt or anything, but it did stop down when this noise was made on Wednesday morning.
Hey, if there's one thing North Texas has a hard time getting its monetary support... And the guy who runs...
George, that was Scotty. It was not.
Passing gas and blaming it on the kid.
That is ridiculous. How old is Scotty?
He's three.
There's no way that that sound could come out of a three-year-old.
He did that with his mouth.
No, uh-uh.
Wow.
That was clearly one of your bear expulsions.
Oh, he just cleared things up. He said he just did that with his mind.
Huh. Oh, so now he thought and made you fart.
Stop talking like that. Anyway.
What, fart? What's wrong with that word?
The guy who owns GalleryFurniture.com is a North Texas grad.
Boy, I sound like Ron Maestri.
You sound horrible, don't you?
It's just so groggy. Now, I just woke up.
Okay, now you...
Yo, Coco, it looks like they yanked our asses out of retirement.
Oh, that's all right, Dizzy D. Mario Lemieux just came out of retirement. That fool can play.
Who's Mario Lemieux?
Oh, Negro, please. A fool plays hockey, but don't you worry about it. We got bigger fish to fry.
Like waxing on A-Rod, dog.
Oh, you know that's true, true. Well, who's your favorite donor? Which one would you pick?
I can tell you right now, his name is Tom Hicks.
Until yesterday, this team was going to flounder.
That's when Mr. Hicks whipped out his 12-pounder.
He threw it on the table for the owners to see.
He slapped Ted Turner in the face with his big wee-wee.
He signed a Superman, a shortstop god.
Look out, all you bitches, because we got A-Rod.
You know, with a name like A-Rod, he might have himself a 12-pounder, too.
A big old chocolate hog?
Mm-hmm. Well, we are the Rangers, and we are for real. So make us forget the Baseball Sosa deal.
And we're proud to say that this is our team. A-Rod's in for Royce. This must be a wet dream.
$250 million, that's a lot of dough. Like Wando's alimony for all of his hoes.
We'd like to say thank you to Mr. Hicks. He's got a 12-pounder, a major league.
A big one.
Gigantic.
Well, first it was Big Cat and Ken Caminiti.
That just showed Tom Hicks had big titties.
Then the man signed A-Rod, he ain't throwing up bricks.
Drop your pants now, Tom, let's see that big
dick. We're players now, we're a team to fear. The ballpark's about baseball, not nachos and beer.
But we signed A-Rod, so quit your bitching.
Yo, yo, Dizzy D, we got no pitching.
That's a good point.
Mm-hmm.
One hell of an offense, though.
You say it. Well, we are the Rangers, and we are for real. This will make us forget the Baseball Sosa deal.
And we are proud to say that this is our team. A-Rod's in for Royce. This must be a wet dream.
$250 million, that's a lot of dough. Like Wando's alimony for all of his hoes.
We'd like to say thank you to Mr. Hicks. He's got a big 12-pounder, a major league.
We got a special guest now. I'd like to introduce everybody to the Wolf.
A-Rod's a tall drink of water, a Dominican treat, like a Dairy Queen blizzard. He's smooth and sweet, playing the field better than Nomar and Jeter. Thank you, Mr. Hicks, and your 12-pound Peter.
Yo, one more time, old man, and make it sing.
A-Rod's a tall drink of water, a Dominican treat, like a Dairy Queen blizzard. He's smooth and sweet, playing the field better than Nomar and Jeter. Thank you, Mr. Hicks, and your 12-pound Peter.
Radio.
Okay, this is... I don't know if we should... from sales, right? I don't know if we should let him in. It's Bradley from sales. And whenever you're around him, all he does is bore you with these long stories and leading statements. No. Oh,
don't... No, 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 no.
Boys!
Hey, Bradley.
Oh, gosh.
But I'd come in and see how my favorite ticket morning show is doing.
Yeah, we're doing all right.
Well, I always certainly enjoy your company.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, I'll have to say it. I'm certainly the one person who can't root for the Lakers after what happened to me.
Here it goes again. Another leading statement.
What happened to you?
Well, I was in Los Angeles one year, and I took a rental car out to the Staples Center.
Yeah.
And I'd eaten some fruit that morning, and I always enjoyed fruit. And my family's always been... one of the fruit-eating variety. So I was wondering if the Staples Center was going to have fruit.
Oh, God. That, stories never end.
One of those guys.
Guess George doesn't mind him so much, but I just want to reach into my chest, pull out my heart, and show it to myself to make myself meet Jesus.
To make sure that
hate Bradley. I hate the world. Oh, sounds like he's wrapping
serving
it up.
Nachos. So I guess that's why Kobe will never get my support as long as I live in these United States of America. So how are you guys doing?
Well, we're doing fine still. Okay. Yeah, we're still doing okay.
Well, I'm doing as well as I can be expected to be doing after what happened to me.
Oh, I hope George doesn't take the bait. Don't do it. Don't do it, George.
So what happened to you, Bradley?
Damn it.
Well, I've always loved reading 18th century biographies of Flemish artists. Well, four Thursdays ago, I went online to log on to the internet, which is a web portal to obtain information. Well, I was wearing different pants than I am today.
Oh, brother. How surprising. Another long-winded, no-point story from Bradley. It makes me want to rip out my heart to be with Jesus. I wonder if he's going to bring up Star Wars.
Boba Fett. Now there's a true American hero. A lot of people don't realize that Lucas put in a lot of Eastern mysticism into his films.
Yeah.
When I was 12 and Star Wars first came out, I was wearing different shoes. Anyway, I guess I'm trying to say, so long, Bob Hope, we hardly knew ye.
Well, we gotta kinda get moving here, Bradley.
Oh, okay, so. Well, good talking to you fellas. Always a pleasure to touch base with my two sports buddies from the radio.
Yeah.
Hey, one more thing.
Oh, here it comes. An invitation to his house.
I'm having a party next Thursday with Mediterranean themes and would be honored if you guys could be there.
I'm busy. I can't.
Yeah, we really can't.
George,
well,
maybe.
If you can make it, you'll certainly be treated to a menu of delicious treats. I'm going to make some couscous, and I'm creating feta cheese figurines that are made in the fashion of my favorite gods that were worshipped in those times.
Die.
Also importing figs from the island of Santorini, a place hardly known for figs.
Yeah.
Well, so long, guys.
Yeah.
Don't go to the cubicle anytime.
Too bad you gotta go. Take care.
Long. See ya.
Take care, Brad. Oh. Is there a bigger beating at this station than Bradley from sales?
No. He has such a beating that our inner thoughts are, we can broadcast them somehow. It's just so bizarre when he comes into the studio.
It's Rotten Radio on the Ticket.
Mr. Hart, are you listening to me? Are you working on a contract for Bruce Lee?
It seems you're signing everyone from the Far East. Take out the foul pole and plant a bonsai tree.
No more barbecue, just sushi and sake. Who's the new coach? Mr. Miyagi?
Who's Mr. Miyagi?
Karate Kid, bitch. Hadn't heard that one in a while, have you?
That's so old school. John Rock is our closer. I guess he's the man. He played winter ball at Georgia pitching for the Klan.
Carl Everton for Gabe, but Gabe's muscles are bigger. We heard Rucker thinks Carl's a crazy ass.
Go!
I can say that word.
Not on the ticket.
I'll save it for the hotspot then.
Good point. They're both on our team, and we hope they get along. They might need a little help. Did anyone find Corby's bomb?
I hadn't heard. We got baseball fever, and we think you're gonna catch it.
We got too many psychos. Where's Nurse Ratchet?
We got a racist, a nut, and half of Japan.
There's probably still time to scout the Taliban.
But we love this team more than we love your station.
The brand new sponsors, the United Nations.
Take the Bud sign down and the Kroger sign too.
Put up a Jackie Chan poster eating egg drop soup.
That's what they like over there, egg drop soup. I don't get it.
And Mugu Gaipan.
Right.
With rice.
If that was all Hart did, then we could finish this song. But then you ran off and you brought back Juan.
So look out, ladies, you might be number six. Or as Juan likes to say, be my Mexican bitch.
All the sexy senoritas, they watch the Dallas Burn. Or I'll introduce you to my friend, her name is Sally Sturm.
Ooh, she's hot.
No, and Mexican, Juan likes those Mexican bitches.
Oh, yeah.
We got baseball fever and we think you're gonna catch it.
We got too many psychos, where's Nurse Ratchet?
We got a racist, a nut, and half a Japan.
Please still time to scout the Taliban.
We love this team more than we love your station.
Even though their sponsor is the United Nations.
Take the Bud sign down. Take the Kroger sign too.
Put up a Jackie Chan poster eating egg drop soup.
I don't have anything else to say.
I was gonna say Szechuan chicken.
I don't.
With rice. Busy D and Coco out.
Bye.
Forever this time.
The very best of the worst. It's Rotten Radio on the Ticket.
Yeah, I just think that the breaking news sounder should be sacred. You should never use that frivolously or in vain.
Well, he says it's an accident, but we know it was a definite stop down on bad radio late last week.
Did you want to become more wild sexually?
I just wanted to try because they said they.
But after you took it, did you become a wild man?
No. Did you do it in? I fell asleep right after.
My butt.
Uh-oh.
Breaking
Uh-oh.
Sports news now.
Sports Radio 1310.
What was that?
What's going on,
Dave?
I don't know what happened. I wasn't touching anything.
It wasn't me.
You're kidding.
No, I was trying to set up the remote for the hard line.
So much like the Viagra I took.
I'd like to say hello to George and Craig. How's it going, guys?
So hold on.
It's 8 o'clock on Friday morning.
You just played that breaking sports news sounder for nothing? Did you hit the wrong button or
I didn't hit anything, I don't think.
I didn't hit anything.
So
it just went off on its own.
So it was the student.
Unless I accidentally hit something, but I don't think I did.
So it was the wooden leg student again.
All right, back to Viagra talk.
With his parrot.
Okay, so what I came up with was...
Started earlier this week when she was just trying to say Walnut Hill. That's it, just a street in Dallas. But that was really difficult for...
Stick it up your tailpipe!
Walnut...
Go!
Sorry. Walnut Hill and 75 Central Expressway, there's a car fire.
What was that all about?
I don't know. How hard is it to say the word hill? She kept stopping right before hill.
I don't think she knew she was on. I think it was the problem.
How many walnuts did we get?
I don't know. It's listening again. 4 or 5.
Stick it up your tailpipe!
Walnut...
Go!
Sorry. Walnut Hill and 75 Central Expressway.
There's 4 false start walnuts before the 5th one fired in. Well, that's tough.
Shock.
After shock.
After shock.
After shock.
After shock. After shock.
Warning. You're listening to Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket's Rotten Radio. The very best of the worst. Let's get back to Rotten Radio on The Ticket.
But first, an exclusive interview with Avery Johnson about the recent Maverick problems and about his relationship with Mark Cuban.
See, I think Cuban was distancing.
Ooh. Hello?
Yeah, Avery Johnson, please?
Speaking.
Hey, Avery, it's the Dunham and Miller Show on The Ticket. Could we talk to you?
Morning, Norm.
Oh, no, it's Dunham and Miller, and I'm here, too. My name's
Oh, Muses.
Yeah,
all right.
Right.
Yeah, you got
okay.
Craig, George,
right.
And Gordo.
Okay, all right.
Well, we got to ask you about some of the stuff that's been going on. This may be a little uncomfortable to talk about, but, Sunday Mark Cuban had a T-shirt on. It said Avery's team as he stared you down wearing that T-shirt. What did you think about that?
Well, Mark's T-shirt, you know, it was better than it was going to be.
What do you mean?
Well, he was going to wear one that said, I'm with stupid.
Oh, that would have been really insulting to you.
Of course, I had an idea. I gave him a T-shirt to wear before the game. It said, I'm an effeminate jackass.
Okay. Oh, now.
Good
boy,
Lord.
He didn't want to wear that one to the game.
Oh, that sounds like some tension between you
why
two.
Not.
Yeah, well, maybe.
Well, what about, by the way, are any of these T-shirts going to be available at the Mavs Pro Shop?
Oh, yeah, you know Mark, he's always up for a ton of bucks. He got all sorts of T-shirts like that.
Uh-huh.
His picture on it, stuff like that.
Uh-huh. Like what?
And Red arguing with one another. And, yeah, they're on sale now.
Uh-huh. Okay, good. Well, I got to ask you about your one of your star players there, Dirk Nowitzki. What is the update on Dirk?
You know, everyone assumed that when Cuban held up 2 fingers after the game, that meant Dirk was going to be out for 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
He did intentionally signal 2 weeks, But what Mark meant, that's how much longer I have as head coach.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
That's a tough one, pal.
It was a tough one, pal.
Oh, no. You sound pretty upset.
Lately? Oh, my God.
Oh, no. Avery, you sound upset.
We can't guard. We can't score.
Why can't you guard?
And now we don't have Dirk.
Well, how much longer will he be out?
I would classify Dirk about like our team.
Hmm.
Done for the season.
No, Avery.
And, you know, and I hear Junior laughing, and, you know, it is just kind of funny when you consider we're going to be a lottery team.
Well, I wouldn't think you would laugh at that. Avery.
Avery? You were just crying. Now you're laughing.
What do you think about it? We're going to be a lottery team, man. We're the Mavericks.
I don't think your owner's laughing.
We shouldn't be a lottery team.
Lottery what?
I mean, I get mad and I get sad, you know, and sometimes I laugh.
You're mad, sad, laughing.
It'd be funny if it wasn't sad, I guess is what I'm trying to say.
Oh, okay. I see.
Yeah.
I see.
Well, this is Avery Johnson with us here.
It's not Norm.
On the ticket. So can we classify the relationship between you and Cuban as tense right now?
Oh, I guess. That's what you guys in the media do. I suppose what we had was a screaming match, right?
Yeah, well, yeah, you had a little bit of a screaming match. Yeah, that's what was reported. Well, that you said, do you want to coach this team or something like that? You yelled that at him.
No. See, that's how you get things screwed up. That's the problem of listening to a conversation through a wall.
Yeah?
I didn't say, do you want to coach this team?
What'd you say?
I said, Mark, are you a coach purse queen?
Oh, he carries coach purses?
Yeah, all the time. That's just, you know, that's what rich people do, especially rich, goofy white people.
They collect coach purses.
Yeah, well, that's what they do. Hey, this Jason Kidd thing's working out great, isn't it?
Well, you know,
thanks,
we'll miss
Mark.
On some.
I appreciate that, Mark. You know, that was Mark's idea.
Yeah. Yeah.
This may be Avery's team, but this is Mark's roster, and I got to deal with it.
Well, it sounds like tension's at an all-time high.
Well, it does. You know, a lot of people, though, I mean, you don't come off scot-free here. A lot of people say your coaching style is worn thin on people. As a matter of fact, I saw someone recently say that you're kind of one of those coaches that can only stay with a team for about 3 years. You agree with that?
No, I don't agree with that. I would say more along the lines of 2.5 years.
Oh, even less.
Good morning to you.
Oh, Avery.
Oh,
Avery,
wow.
Are you there? Coach!
No, he hung
Coach!
Up. Rotten Radio.
So Bischoff's out. And that's because they've basically been, like, sagging in the ratings for a year now.
They have been.
I would assume that's why.
Yeah, I think basically you're right. And I think where it came from was from the Love It or Leave It meeting that he had about a month ago in Las Vegas.
A mean, greedy, cruel, grasping, evil, manipulative old man.
Well, if you call 42 years old, and that's what he is.
That was Corby. I'm sorry.
No, that's fine.
Yeah, our studio's doing their own show in there.
Okay. Yeah, they're playing drops just about bitterness.
You know, he had that Love It or Leave It meeting, and basically a lot of people didn't love it. And WCW obviously did not want a lot of guys taken off, and they needed to get control of their locker room, and they felt like this was the best way to get control of their locker room. What is that?
That was another insane drop. I don't know what's going on.
March locker.
Go ahead. They had a Love It or Leave It meeting, and they felt like they needed to get control of their locker room.
Oh, golf club.
And so basically,
this show sucks. I mean, it absolutely sucks.
Come on!
We need to end this.
No, that's okay. Go ahead.
And so basically, I felt changes needed to be made.
All right, that's it.
Do we need to end this?
Oh, come on! Listen to how.
What got into him?
I don't know.
He's a hothead.
He is a hothead.
Charity challenge novices to experience it for the first time today. It's a lot of fun.
Uncle Gary's coming for the first time.
Oh, is he?
Uncle Gary and Aunt
so
Cherry.
So is little Madeline. She
will be here.
She will be at her first.
Okay, a few lower level tickets are available, according to Mike Turley. But what does he know? Stop talking in my ear. Talk on the air.
Wow, it took Dan 32 minutes to melt down on Turley.
Syracuse.
What a meanie.
Well, talk on the air, Turley. Quit telling me minutiae in my ear.
Maybe
I'm just feeding down information.
Yeah, I say,
Teresa.
Well, what does Turley know? No, it was Teresa.
on the
Who cares?
On the TV Tim show, maybe that's how it works, or maybe on Big Dick show. I'm sorry, Mike.
I'm just feeding down information that's told
to
management.
Golly!
I have never heard him yell like that.
Rotten Radio.
Time to do something that we enjoy from time to time, and that is placing a call to Ed Carter's sports hotline. He's based somewhere here in the state of Texas, and he just runs this dial-up sports service. Never hear any sponsor. I guess he just does it for his own enjoyment.
But yeah.
Calling Ed Carter.
Well, your sports break for Monday, March the something or another. I think it's the third year of our Republican Lord, 2008. I'm Ed Carter. Well, I'm here to say it. Your Dallas Mavericks ain't never going to done win a title with that old sorry Jason Kidd at the point.
Ooh. Golly.
He couldn't hit a cow's ball sack with a bass fiddle. I like it that he gets the ball to the great Dirk Nowitzki, but his brand of look-at-me basketball will fail.
Wow.
Jeez.
I've done some research. Without him, the Mavs have won 35 games this year, and with him, they've only won four.
Well, what kind of research is that?
Stupid.
Numbers don't lie, people. People are starting to question the once so-called great Avery Johnson. I have questioned him since day one. I took one look at him and knew he couldn't coach.
Oh, my gosh.
He is on my coach's blacklist.
Oh, wow.
What happened to the NBA? What happened to the good old days when Pistol Pete reigned supreme? Thank God for you, Steve Nash, even though you are a Canadian.
Jeez.
In baseball news, it's time we leave a good American like Roger Clemens alone. Mm. He's from Texas. If an old boy from Texas says he hadn't done nothing, he ain't done nothing. I tell you who we need to go after. That's that old sorry Barry Bonds. That liar should be prosecuted
whoa.
To the fullest extent of my Smith & Wesson.
Oh, my gosh.
Let me step away from the exciting world of sports and turn my eagle-eyed, sharp attention to the political race of politics. I ain't never finished third grade, and I'm smart enough to know that John McCain is a great American who served our country bravely in Vietnam and should be our next president.
Okay.
And then Democrats are throwing Hillary and Barack at us. Are you kidding me? They're throwing us a woman and a neophyte who ain't served one full term in the Senate.
Oh, gosh.
And Hillary Clinton, please, she's out there touting her 8 years in the White House has given her world political experience. I'm here to tell you, if Hillary wasn't smart enough to know that Bill was getting mouth love in the Oval Office, how's she supposed to know what was going on in world issues? I'm Ed Carter, and I approve this message.
There you go, another commentary for Ed Carter. The opinions are his own.
When radio is left out in the sun way too long, it's Rotten Radio on the Ticket.
The Ticket. Hello.
What's up?
What's up? What are you doing, man?
Hey, man. Yo. I'm just drinking a bud, listening to Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
The Ticket.
The Ticket.
The Ticket.
True. True. True.
Sports Radio
1310. The Ticket.
Christmas, a buck on Christmas. Fat girl from Walmart. Fat girl from Walmart.
81 into 12. Hello. And 1. Carry the 39. Carry the 4. And 324. This is 66 and 0.
Please. Okay.
And now please welcome to the bass hall from Champaign, Illinois, Joseph and Martha Finkel.
Ready?
I think. No?
Radio 1310, the ticket's Rotten Radio.
This is crap.
Is the glass half full or half empty? Or maybe it's broken.
Maybe it's not a glass at all.
Sports Radio 1310, the ticket's Rotten Radio is in the air.
So here we go, Norm, trying to go to the phones on Tuesday morning.
Here's Ray. What happened there? What did I do? That must be me. Wait a minute, what's that? I dropped that guy. Okay, where are we here, Friedel? How did I lose everybody here? See, this is why I never played piano. This is why I never played piano. If when the guy said hit an E sharp, I hit an E sharp, an F flat, and a G minor all at once.
So
with
one finger. Pressed the white thing.
No such thing as an E
sharp. White and black thing.
See, I had this board down. I've been doing well for weeks, Jer.
Yeah.
How did I disconnect two people in 10 seconds?
You're the great Norm Hitzkus.
It's unbelievable.
I'd like to say hi to George and Craig.
It is hi, George and Craig. Do they ever do this?
No. Actually,
oh, wait.
You're the only guy that...
I've seen George's nimble nubs. They're no smaller than mine. He never does that?
Why do you think the Telos is always on that side?
Oh, because he lets Craig operate
exactly.
It.
Mm.
Oh, the story
can
now.
Can Craig play piano?
Look, Craig has those fingers. Looks like he could play piano.
What a bog.
I can't listen any longer.
Coming this fall to The Rage, a sitcom like no other. What happens when an uptight managerial android is forced to share an apartment with a slovenly, short-tempered, mustachio Canadian? You get the all-new Strong Real Odd Couple. Starring Texas Ranger manager Johnny Oates and Dallas Stars coach Ken Hitchcock.
Earthling Ken, get your feet off the coffee table. I just dusted that thing for genomes and lysosomes.
Johnny, why don't you take off that apron and put down that feather duster and sit down and relax? You're getting your antenna all bent out of shape.
Yes, it's a match made in hell as a Tom Hicks mandated pay cut lands these two skippers in a cramped 2-1 rental in Las Colinas.
Just look at this place. It's a mess. Burritos, bonbons, Skittles, gravy boats, lamb droppings, Funyuns, pornography. I can't even move around here.
Hey, Johnny, isn't it about time for you to phone home?
Yes, not since Troy Aikman and David LaFleur has there been such bad chemistry. You'll follow every trial and hilarious tribulation as the all-new Strong Real Good Odd Couple discover each other's peeves and peccadilloes.
Carbon-based, Ken, you have been using my soap.
How do you know that?
'Cause I can smell whale ass on it.
From the same comedy network that brought you Hammer Time and Keith Leibowitz comes the all-new fun, strong, real Odd Couple. Television hilarity for the whole family.
Humanoid Ken, did you eat my double anchovy deep dish New York crust extra cheese Chicago-styled Sicilian pizza?
Who, me?
The all-new, strong, fun, good, real good Odd Couple, only on The Reach.
Rotten Radio.
This was David Robinson singing Let's Get It On, and the last half of this song was performed shirtless by David Robinson, who's always looking for an excuse to disrobe, and he brought up this really hot black girl that was up there dancing with him. Is he dating her now? Is that the story?
There's something going on there.
He told us yesterday he actually knew her before that.
So, and earlier in the evening, he was dancing with a white guy, slow dancing with a white guy on stage, and then he was dancing with this black chick who was really hot, and he sang the song. Now, for audiophiles, George, we have to apologize for this recording. This is just a 2-track recording we made of this, so it's unmixed and all that sort of thing. So,
okay.
Half of the vocals may be turned way down during this, and then they'll all of a sudden pop up. And
right.
So it's going to be odd to listen to it. But let's take a listen. David Robinson.
I've been really trying, baby.
What is it, Q-Sharp?
Trying to hold back my feelings for so long.
Oh, my God.
And if you feel like I feel, baby, come on. Whoa.
But put on your seatbelts, guys. I don't know where this is going.
Oh, baby.
Oh. That's Lexi from Promotions.
Yeah.
Baby.
It's a...
Listen up, people. We're all sensitive people with so much to give. Understand me, sugar. And since we've got to be, let's live.
Wow, that's
cool. I love you.
Who was that?
Don't you?
That was a dog that ran by.
How sweet and wonderful life can be.
Woo! I love good soul music.
So do I. Let's get out of here.
I
thought he would be a better singer than this. For
no,
some reason.
He's not good at anything.
Ooh, ooh.
He always claims he is.
Huh. He's black.
Norm.
I ain't going to worry. I won't push you, baby. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, baby. Stop being around. Let's get it on.
Okay, that's probably enough of that.
Wow.
That was David Robinson from the Summer Bash, the Miller Lite Ticket Time Waster Saturday night.
Jeez.
He was also reaching into a bag every once in a while and throwing out ticket condoms into the audience.
This is tasteless.
This is all distance.
Throw darts at the peach pie.
But do you think I could be a special teams player for the Cowboys?
Just from looking at him, you've seen a lot of guys in and out of pads. What do you think?
I think there's no chance at all.
Put that now,
and I don't usually say that because you never know.
Right.
But in this particular case, I'm going to go out on the limb.
Yeah, he would be the shortest NFL player in the history of the league. Hey, for one thing.
Well, the shortest, lightest, and slowest.
Oh!
You put those three categories together, and we have a no. It's a definite no.
Hey, you can't get it any more clear than that. Coach Joe, we appreciate you hanging out. One last question for you.
Yeah, let's not end like that. That's a negative.
Yeah, we don't want to end on a negative there.
Now.
Radio. Well, joining us now is a special panel to discuss special teams. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the program, Cowboys special teams coach Joe Avezzano. Morning, Joe.
Hello.
How are you?
Hey. What's going on?
I'm not doing too good. We suck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We suck. We're shot.
Okay. Also here this morning to discuss special teams is our own Dunham & Miller special teams expert, longtime deep snapper in the NFL, Nick Skinlonen. Hey. You know him as Nick the Deep Talker. Morning, Nick.
Good morning. What's up? Thanks for having me on.
Good to
see our pleasure.
Again, Nick.
Seen you since the Super Bowl. Hey, Joe.
Take my hand there.
I'm not going to take your hand.
Of course, Nick used to deep snap for the Cowboys, and Coach Joe coached him. There was a bit of tension in that relationship. We'll get to that later, though.
And I've gone on to win the rings, like my Super Bowl ring.
Yeah. I got them too. Check
Nick Skinlonen has Super nine ring. Super Bowl rings. He's been very lucky over the course of his career.
Yep.
First, Coach Joe, what happened yesterday? What went wrong?
Basically, we sucked. We sucked.
He's on someone.
And we sucked.
All right.
Hey, you want a joke?
Sure.
Our special teams. How's that for a joke, huh? Why did the chicken cross the road?
I don't know why.
Because he was stapled to the football chevron he snapped over Mike Anore's head. That's why. All the way across 183.
Yeah, that guy's bad.
Yeah, no, Nick, you're a former deep snapper. What's Chevrier doing wrong?
Chevrier? Yeah. I wrote down some things yesterday.
Oh, okay.
Because I was observing the game. First off, his pants are too tight.
Really?
Yeah. If you don't have proper pant placement?
You're
not going to be very good.
Proper pant placement.
Yeah, by the way, Nick, your voice sounds almost worse. Did you get hit in the Adam's apple again?
No.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I know of.
It just doesn't.
He does have a pretty screwed up voice.
It just doesn't fit a guy who's 6'7", 320.
Listen to Avezzano's voice.
Yeah, what does that mean?
You're not much better. Much mouth. Anyway. His pants are too tight, especially in the groin area.
Uh-huh.
His baloney's like really pulled up tight and stuff.
Yeah.
I noticed. I mean, not that I was looking there.
Right.
Not that I was looking.
Don't go there. Don't go there.
And plus, when he snapped it, okay, his deep snap.
Right.
Punts are okay.
Punts are okay? You think he's okay on punts?
Punts are okay. I know, that's a little dicey, isn't
it?
Yeah. But I agree with you, but...
But the field goal snaps.
Yeah?
The field goal snaps, they're too hard.
They're too hard.
Yeah, the first thing I would say to him is, hey, Randy, not so hard. Nice and easy. Back here, we can blaze it down and kick the field goal. But those are like way too hard. Like,
does that make sense, Coach Jeff?
Well, I haven't really seen that in film. I don't know where Nick's going with that. But, you know, obviously a disappointment.
Yeah.
We gave up too much return yardage yesterday.
Yeah.
I saw more returns than a Foley's clerk day after Christmas, but that's the old saying goes.
Oh, you're
but,
full of them.
Yeah.
Nick... Anyway, and of course, the tickets, weak signal had more coverage than we did yesterday. Just an absolute pitiful performance by our staff, and we sucked, and I have to go out looking for more personnel, which we can't get it done with Chevrolini team.
Yeah.
And so I'm out on the hunt for a deep snapper.
Well, there's one sitting right across from you, Coach.
Well, that's kind of what I wanted to ask Nick while he's here.
Oh, really?
I hate to come calling back to you because I ran you out of town on a rail, but would you please come back and deep snap for old Coach Joe?
No.
Please, come on. We'll get Nick, come on.
No, you're too mean.
I apologize for the way I treated you, and if you come back, we'll give you the veteran minimum, your own car, a bed for your little... gay buddy to live in your silly dung house or whatever
what
you got.
And let me tell you something. Your treatment of me was so unfair when I was with the Cowboys. When you would hit me with a 2x4 just because I'd have a bad snap and throw the marbles out of your mouth at me.
That's motivation, and I promise this time I'll keep the marbles in my mouth.
You're a mean, crappy Italian coach.
Hey, watch it there.
I will never play for you.
Tell you what, you big old flabby ass.
Oh, no, you stop.
Come here.
We better go to break because Coach Joe and Dixie Martin are in a big fight right now. We'll talk to Mickey about that Cowboy vest yesterday coming up next.
It's Rotten Radio on the Ticket.
Yeah. Instead of that was me.
Yeah.
Huh. That was I. That sounds too highfalutin.
I know.
Old English.
Way too awkward.
Yeah. That was me.
George? Oh, it was?
No, I was talking. No, that wasn't me. That was stupid Jeremy. I was just saying.
You said it was
you.
I,
you owned up and that to was it.
Me,
and
that was you not said me. It was you.
That was not me.
You owned up to it.
Everyone knows those are computer generated and they're played way too much.
No. You marked that, didn't you, Jeremy?
Oh, yes.
You made that sound and then you claimed it.
The show is 5 sixth graders.
You just had to have an Giorgio, didn't it?
This could be extremely damaging.
You're listening to Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket's Rotten Radio.
Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket!
Let's get back to Rotten Radio on The Ticket.
When he asks a question, your answer's never good enough. You try, but he's critical and tough. Now he's not a film director. No, he's not a health inspector. And he's not a child molester. He's my one and only friend. He's the corrector.
All right, we're here with Dan Dicko, Atlanta Hawk. And a big game tonight, and you guys have struggled for the first half of the season. I mean, it's a young team, but what I know it's you know, you're not experienced enough to answer every question, but what do you think the main reason is that you guys have struggled?
We just haven't had enough consistency throughout the year, you know, still getting to know each other on this team. I mean, we got a lot of new faces, Theo being out most of last year, Glenn being a big key pickup this summer, and then for myself, just getting in the NBA groove for the first time.
Actually, probably the correct answer is that you guys hadn't really protected the home court, but that's okay. Now, talk about the biggest differences between the pros and the colleges from your perspective. What's the main difference?
Well, everybody in the NBA is a great player and a great athlete on top of that. And so, I mean, just the spacing on the court is less as far as what teams are trying to do offensively and defensively.
It's probably more the travel than anything else from your perspective, I'm assuming, but that's cool. Talk about Jason Terry and the type of player that he is, and maybe some of the things that you've learned from him, or maybe the main thing you've learned from him.
JT's a really good scoring point guard who's able to get a lot of guys the ball at the same time as getting his shots. You know, he's done a good job for us this year. Still an up-and-coming point guard. You know, a lot of what I learned from him is just watching how he kind of tries to control things during games.
To me, it's more of poise that you probably learned from him than anything else. I mean, he seems to have more poise than most of the guys. Did I read somewhere where you were engaged or married or something like that?
Yeah, I got married this past summer to Heather Nevener, who is now Heather Dickow.
Now, you're, what, 23, something like that?
24.
Was that a good move, young, with all these girls chasing after you? Was that probably a smart move on your part?
Oh, yeah. I don't have any girls chasing after me at all. I'm a low-key guy who likes to just stay around the house.
I'm going to go ahead and say no, that was a major mistake in your life, Dan, but we'll let that ride, okay?
Another one of your opinions.
What about Sharif? Talk about his game and what he brings to this team and maybe his biggest asset.
You know, I don't even know if you need my answers anymore because you just keep changing whatever I'm saying. Is it wrong and you're right. So, you know, if I say one thing about Sharif, you're just going to turn around and say another.
Well, don't I have the right to have an opinion? I mean, don't I have that? That's what reporters are for, right?
Sure, go ahead.
Actually, the answer is no, I don't have the right to say that. So, all right, Dan, I appreciate it, man.
Rotten Radio.
Yes, it's Coach Foolery there.
It's in the coach's office.
Oh, hey, Coach Foolery.
Hey, guys, how are you?
Doing good. Craig left the show for some unknown reason this morning, so it's just me and Gordo.
He's gone forever or just for the morning?
Just for the morning.
He's supposed to be back tomorrow.
What kind of deal is that? Vacation time or what?
No, we don't know. He won't tell us, but we think it may be some sort of legal trouble.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Hey, I've been there.
So, what's going on down there? Did you win last week?
We're 0-5.
Oh, my gosh. Hmm. They're going to chase you out of town.
Well, especially the way it happened. Tie ball game, last minute of the game, we're driving, we're threatening on their 10.
Mm-hmm.
And we're 10 yards from punching it in, and I decided to go for the field goal in the last seconds to win it, and our deep snapper snaps it basically 90 yards for a safety.
90 yards?
He snapped it about 30 yards over the kid's head, and by the time they tried to get it, they kicked it and stumbled and fell over it, and it just kept going all the way through the back of the end zone.
Oh, my gosh.
That's depressing.
So 0-5, that was Jerdenton that beat you, right?
Yes, sir. We got Hondo this week, first district ball game. bigger problems at home, guys.
Uh-oh.
Mavis, all of a sudden in her old age, is getting a little riled up, if you know what I mean, little randy.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
I thought that the opposite is what happens when you get older.
Not with her. Y'all remember when she hooked up with Coach Fuji.
Yeah, that was an uncomfortable episode.
She's still got some wild oats to sow. And as I get older, guys, I notice that I'm erotic and she's kinky.
Huh. What's the difference?
Well, the difference is I like to use a feather, and she likes to use the whole chicken.
Okay.
I guess it all goes back. It all changed after my vasectomy. Hey, by the way, Giorgio, did you get that done yet?
Not yet, but it's on the docket.
Hey, I'm glad Craig's gone today, because we need to talk about this.
What's that?
You going to suck it up, or you going to end up with a whole daycare center over there at your house?
I think I'm going to have the procedure, Coach, and I think three is all we're going to have.
I'd like to tell you it was a piece of cake, but I'd be lying.
What happened?
Well, let me just tell you how the cow ate the cabbage, sweet, all right?
Okay.
What happens is you go in and the doc shows you some bad instructional video made in the 70s, complete with that bad graphic art drawings of the privates.
Oh, man.
He has a gonad the size of a watermelon.
Exactly. Now, after you see the bad video, the doc explains how you're going to keep making the fish, but he dams off the stream so that they never cross the falls.
Mm.
Now, the falls continue to flow, they just ain't got no fish in them.
Right.
And you still have just as much river in the falls, everything's the same, just no fish in them.
Yeah, okay, gotcha. Thanks.
Now, after he explains all that, he wants to know if you're a candidate. And that's the tough part, guys. What he does is he tells you to drop the drawers, and then he squats down like Pudge Rodriguez. And he takes one of them and puts them between his thumb and forefinger.
Hey.
And at that time, he basically turned into a human inertia nutcracker and tries to crush the pecan, if you know what I mean.
What, you mean he just kind of tries to explode them to see if you're a candidate?
That's what I thought he was doing. I jumped about 3 feet, and he says he's just feeling to make sure everything's intact. I said, well, heck, they were before you did that. Anyway, he says the procedure is this quick in-the-office deal where you stay awake.
Uh-huh.
That's where I had a big problem. I said, well, what about the anesthesia? He said, oh, that's all right. We do that with a local. So yeah. I'm thinking, Giorgio, as you are right now, I said, okay, so I get like a shot in my thigh or in my groin or something like that?
Right.
Uh-uh. What they do is he gives you a shot on each side right in the Schroeder.
Oh.
I'm a P1.
Oh, good. Yeah, thank you.
I said, what? He said, yeah, the worst part, that's the worst part about it, it only burns and stinks for about 15 seconds.
In the Schroeder.
You know what I said?
What?
What's the anesthesia for that?
All right, Coach, good luck against Hondo.
Okay.
All right.
See
you. Coach Bye. Tom Foolery from Molly Gag High. Yeah, I do need to have that done.
Radio.
Fernando apparently recorded this song, and it's a version of Sean Mullins' Rockabye. You ever heard that song?
Yeah.
Which is a real creepy song anyway, because especially adding Fernando's voice into it.
Right.
It's kind of weird, right? Because talking.
So this explains what Fernando's been doing after the show,
going
to that studio.
And he's changed the lyrics, apparently.
Oh, really?
Apparently, it's a testament to his man crush on Daryl Ray.
Oh, really?
And he's changed the name from Rockabye to Razor's By.
Ah!
So,
I wish we'd have debuted this when he was on.
So let's take a listen at this. It's a very rough recording, so see if we can make some sense of it.
All right. Fernando's guitar's playing pretty good.
He grew up doing color for the stars. Valley Ranch Green Boulevard. He threw big parties and everyone was there. Langs and Moe and Hitch and assorted spares. I feel safe now if I could corner him in slacks. Then he would see that I can't let go and I can't hold back.
Yeah.
Just before I hang my head to cry.
Gross.
I sing to myself this lullaby.
Gross.
Say everything's gonna be alright. Razor's by. If Razor's by. Say everything's gonna be all right if Razor's by. If Razor's by. If Razor's by.
Gross! Damn! Gross!
I still live with my cats outside the city. Down from Oak Lawn about 40 miles.
I still think Razor is so pretty. Although he'd be a lot prettier if he'd cross-dress once in a while. Because even his smile looks like a frown. He's seen his share of hockey dissing in this cowboy town. Everything's gonna be alright if Razor's by. If Razor's by. Everything is gonna be alright if Razor's by. If Razor's by. Razor's by.
God! That's so sick!
I told him I'm not so sure about this place. It's hard to have gay feelings and keep a straight face. He may not love me, but I have a plan. I'm gonna get a gun and demand to see him naked.
Everything's gonna be alright if Razor's by. If Razor's by. Everything's gonna be alright if Razor's by. If Razor's by.
Razor's by.
Wow.
There you go. Wow.
You're listening to Sports Radio 1310, the tickets. Rotten Radio.
You suck.
Sports Radio 1310, the ticket.
The very best of the worst. Let's get back to Rotten Radio on the ticket.
It's unbelievable, isn't it? Turley? What is that?
It's prod music.
Can't you find ours?
I'm trying
Danny
to vamp,
help him.
Vamp I don't know until where it I is. Find yours.
I don't know how to run that damn board.
Wow.
All right, new rule. Turley, never again.
Where's Justin Neely? Is he in here?
Yeah.
Is he here yet?
Oh, yeah. You want to get him in here?
Yeah, get him in
okay,
there.
There he is.
You're fired, Turley.
Oh, thank you.
Would you mind doing this, Justin?
Just help him. Justin's doing
Turley's
other things.
All tangled
Turley's
up in his headphones now.
I just want to get out of here.
Turley's fine.
No, Turley is not fine.
Justin, you still homeless? Still homeless?
Yes.
All right, we'll buy you a Big Mac if you do this.
Oh, good. Okay.
I mean, all Justin's doing is Big Dick's bidding. Turley can do that. Justin can run the board here.
This is an important afternoon drive
yes,
time
Yes, this
show.
Is afternoon drive. This is not
so
to be
cocky.
Messed with. I mean, I don't want to supersede the authority of Huge Frito, but
huge.
We got to get this right.
300 pounds.
Yeah, Frito's huge.
Frito's a 300 pounder.
I guess I don't know.
I'll go with that.
Rotten Radio.
Get on the ground. Let it stop it. Get him. Cut him.
Just days before Christmas, we have another toy recall to tell you about. Planet Toys says tests have revealed its CS fingerprint examination kit include asbestos. Those kits are now being pulled off store shelves. The Toy Watchdog Group called for the stores to stop selling the kits 3 weeks ago.
I didn't catch it. I didn't catch anything. Did you guys?
She had a little bit of a pause there,
pause,
I guess.
Just
I guess
a little
it was
verbal
a pause.
Pause there. So that's
maybe,
not a very good e-break, really. I don't even know why that made it.
Should I don't know, but I'm suspecting that's going to cause some hiccups in our voting today. Should we hear it one more time to see
All
if
right.
we can catch something?
Everyone listen real closely.
Just days before Christmas, we have another toy recall to tell you about. Planet Toys says tests have revealed its CS fingerprint examination kit include asbestos. Those kits are now being pulled off store shelves.
What's your name again?
Group called
Lindsay Wilcox.
And again, I didn't hear it there, so I don't
know. So, Jared,
I like her
name.
Why.
You're kind of the czar of these breaks, so... If you want it on there, buddy,
I
guess we'll put it on
there.
There
was something in there that just didn't seem right to me.
Okay.
I think he said watchdog group or something in there.
Yeah.
Let's go with Jer's feeling.
Yeah?
Let's go with his gut feeling
right.
on this.
Instead of watchdog, she said watch dot. That was it?
Maybe.
Okay.
There's some sort of dot referenced.
It's Rotten Radio on the Ticket.
It's part of the prank where you let the person who's being pranked in on the fact that they're getting punked. And Grego decides that's a great time to stop the tape. The only problem is they can't get the tape started again. And it just, they went from such a high of highs, doing some really great radio, to an ultimate stop.
I've gotten so much email on this.
I heard on your station, I flipped over there, and I heard the afternoon guys talking, and they said jug and boo. It's just, you know, it's too much for our city right now.
Can I have you talk to my general manager and just to let him know?
Look, stop sugar...
Jamie was not about to defend us. We're going to have to back that up a little bit. I talked over the best part.
Yeah. Jamie was what?
She wasn't about to defend us when he said the afternoon show was talking jug and boobs.
Well, no.
And then there was a lot of pause because she couldn't argue with that.
And she didn't agree with that Grand Prairie had a big following, that a lot of people came to the Wax Museum.
Are we ready?
Yeah. Oh. He's trying to back it up a little bit. Is it working, Psycho? Grego.
I screwed it up. I did. Wish I hadn't, but I did.
Danny, just talk to us. What's he trying to do? Danny?
Can you play it from where we were?
Well, I mean, it kind of ruins the whole punchline. He can't back it up at all? Basically, I called her sugar tease, okay? I said, well, she wanted me to talk to the general manager, and I said, hey, listen here, sugar tease.
But you said the T word, right?
Yeah, I said the T word. So.
That's part of talked over.
If you can't back it up, don't worry about it, Psycho. Just play the damn thing.
Yeah, this is painful.
Now just play it. Go ahead and play it, Psycho.
God.
I'm sitting on the floor in the lobby. Oh,
God, you jumped forward like 20 seconds. What the hell happened? Danny.
Radio listeners couldn't hear that.
I couldn't hear.
All right, more next.
We'll end this next.
That is minute 15 of just nothing. At the best part of the prank, we're going to let the person in on the fact that she's being pranked. Stop it. I know you just called her sugar, whatever, but stop it.
Stop it. I mean, she's just on the phone with you. Isn't that weird?
Is there struggling to find the tape, the appropriate spot, and get it going again? I just picture Grego sitting there pouring sweat, realizing his mistake.
Right. I wish I did.
I wish I hadn't. I wish I hadn't stopped it.
Wow. That's a true e-break.
That's a good one, isn't it?
Yep.
And why did Corby, I mean, that's what I've always called Jamie. And now he's getting to use it in a bit?
Yeah, I guess so.
Radio.
Candidate for Vice President Joe Biden thought he would give a shout out to a state senator, Chuck Graham. In fact, he was so excited he wanted Chuck Graham to stand up. The problem is Chuck Graham is in a wheelchair. Joe, not a good play.
Listen when Joe realizes it.
And I also am told that Chuck Graham, state senator, is here. Chuck, stand up, Chuck. Let me see you. Oh, God love you. What am I talking about? I tell you what, you're making everybody else stand up, though, pal. Thank you very, very much. I tell you what, stand up for Chuck. Thank you, pal.
Thanks, pal.
It's a tough one, pal.
You can tell I'm new. Good to see you, buddy. Thank you.
And then all of a sudden he's talking to him like he's visiting his deathbed.
And he turns it into a rally for Chuck Graham.
Stand up for Chuck.
That's
come on.
Yeah, come on. Do something that he can't do for himself.
Yeah, they're standing up for you,
scoreboard Chuck, would you?
Oh, what am I talking about?
Yeah, we got to hear that
God
again.
God love you.
Just for that moment.
God love you.
Can't we just sink along with the vice presidential candidate here when he realizes, oh my gosh, the SOB's in a wheelchair.
Well, now.
And I also am told that Chuck Graham, state senator, is here. Chuck, stand up, Chuck. Let him see you. Oh, God love you. What am I talking about? I tell you what, you're making everybody else stand up.
You're making everyone else stand up. Everybody, now stand up for Chuck.
God love you. What am I talking about?
That is awesome.
Oh, my.
Rotten Radio.
Time to talk a little high school football now as we check in down at the Hill Country with our favorite high school football coach, Tom Foolery, and Lollygag High. When last we talked with Coach Foolery, Lollycats were 0-5 getting ready to play Hondo?
I think so, yeah. Surely won't be 0-6.
Hello, Fieldhouse.
Yeah, Coach Tom Foolery, please.
Yeah, Daddy.
Oh, hey, Coach. Hey, it's right. Donovan Miller. How you doing?
It's good. It's Coach's office.
Yeah. You doing okay?
Doing great. Got a W.
Hey! Way to go.
First win of the year.
I think you guys would call it tainted. Way was playing at Hondo. Way was up 3-0 on a million bacon field goal.
Right.
And they called it at the half because of threats of tornadoes.
Oh, and yeah. A lot of the games around here got called, too, because of bad weather.
Yeah, it was horrible down in Hondo. You guys may have heard about it on the news. We got out of there just in time. In fact, it wiped out the entire town.
No kidding.
No.
Wow.
Yep.
I heard it just took out like 3 mobile homes.
That's what I said. The entire town.
No way. Now wait a minute. If there's bad weather and it you know postpones part of the game, don't you go back and finish up the game the next day?
Well, not when you play in little small towns like we do, Georgia, because of the travel, et cetera. We just called it, and boy, I was glad we did. I'll take a W any way I can get it. In fact, it was great for us because we had to play the entire football game without our offensive coordinator, Bob Clown, around.
Oh, no.
What happened? Y'all remember he replaced Mike Shenanigan.
Right.
And Bob Clown around's been in the hospital. He's had some real personal troubles.
Oh no.
Like what?
I got the story from a waitress in town. Seems that Bob took his sweetheart Mary to Jean-Jacques for dinner. Real nice place.
Well, that sounds like a highfalutin place for lollygag.
Well, it's actually Jean-Jacques Bonanza, but still. It's still a pretty nice place for lollygag.
Right. Yeah.
And the waitress noticed that Bob kept sliding down in his chair further and further, and he was sliding down lower and lower, and sure enough, next thing you know, his chin's just barely above the table. And she walked by again, and he was totally gone underneath. Hmm. And the waitress went over to his sweetheart, Mary, and said, ma'am, your husband's under the table. And Mary said, no, he's not. In fact, my husband just walked in the door.
Oh, no.
So Bob got it handed to him. He was in ICU for about a week.
Oh. Wow.
And that's just about half the story. His wife, Nancy, still didn't know why he got it handed to him.
Mm-hmm. Just
so
thought he was in a fight.
He was in the hospital. She tried to cheer him up, so she went over to buy him a parrot to surprise him when he gets home from the hospital.
Uh-huh.
And the parrot was only $50 at Earl Second Chance Pets.
Not a bad price.
Exactly. Great place. You know, this place, Second Chance Pets of Earl's, is a place where they take pets at, you know, Peter Carpet and stuff like that, and people don't want them no more.
Right.
Only $50. Nancy said, heck, Earl, why is it only $50? And Earl said, well, because his parent used to live in a house of ill repute, if you know what I mean.
Oh.
The red light district. You guys know what that is?
Oh, yeah.
No, you had one lollygag, though.
Pootie parlor. Right. You know what I'm talking about?
Right.
Yeah.
House of prostitution.
We got you.
Exactly.
Right.
Well, she said, I don't care. $50 is $50. That's a great steal. I'll retrain him. So she gets the parent home, and she walks through the kitchen, and the parent goes, meep. New house, new madam. And Nancy was a little offended at the implication of her being a madam, but she thought it was kind of funny, so she laughed it off. Mm-hmm. And then his two high school daughters come home from school, and the parrot goes, meep, new house, new madam, new hookers. And the girls were all a little put out by that, but then they started thinking about it. They thought it was kind of funny.
Yeah.
Well, they go pick up Bob Clown around at the hospital, bring him home. And when Bob Clownaround comes through the house in his wheelchair, the parent takes one look at Coach and says, "What? Hey, Coach Clownaround, hadn't seen you in a couple of weeks."
Oh, no. Some more problems for Coach Clownaround,
oh,
I guess.
Oh, poor guy.
Now he's really got it.
Oh, gosh.
We're going to be without him again this week.
Who you got this week?
We're going down to play in Yoakum.
Oh, good. You'll beat Yoakum.
District ball game.
Yep. All right, well, good luck, Coach. Talk to you next Thursday.
Okay, okay, George, you get the snip.
Not yet. No, I'll let you know.
Okay, okay.
All right, we'll see you.
Bye-bye.
There's Coach Tom Foolery from Lollygag High.
This could be extremely damaging.
You're listening to Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Rotten
Radio.
Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket. Dallas Fort Worth.
Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket.
Is the glass half full or half empty? Or maybe it's broken.
Maybe it's not a glass at all.
Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket's Rotten Radio is in the air.
Tommy Tompkins with us competing in the figure skating championships down at the American Airlines Center.
We don't really know much about you. You're not one of the bigger name male figure skaters. So tell us a little bit about yourself. How old are you, first of all?
I'm 38. I'm a little old for competitive figure skating.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Yeah, that's.
But I still try to get out there and do my best.
So have you ever won anything? Have you placed in any of these competitions?
Never placed, but I got my fingers crossed.
This might be the week, right?
It just might be.
Yeah, in fact, I'm looking at the statistics, and so far you're in last place through most of the competition, so sorry to hear that.
Do we have to focus on bad things so early in the morning?
Well, no, we don't. We don't. Well, what's the figure skaters fraternity like? Do you get along with all the other skaters?
I get along with the guys wonderfully, but not the girls. Yuck.
Well, aren't there a lot of Sarah Hughes, Michelle Kwan? There are a lot of big names.
Like nice girls.
Nice girls.
Oh, gross. Girls have periods.
Okay.
Make them moody on the road during competition, so it's hard to, you know, get a good friendship going.
Yeah.
Hey, can I say I wanted to thank you guys for having me on, because it's very rare that people have figure skaters on sports stations with all the testosterone.
Right.
Yeah, that's true. I think that you're the first figure skater we've ever talked to, as a matter of
fact.
Thanks.
Yeah, I'm glad we were able to set this up. Can I ask you something? I don't mean this to be rude or anything, but this is always rumored when you talk about male figure skaters. Can I ask you straightforward, are you gay?
What? That offends me. I'm an artist, sir. It has nothing to do with my personal life.
Okay. All right.
Why would you ask that?
Right, well, I'm going to hang up on you right now.
Well, please don't.
I wouldn't blame you, Tommy.
Please don't. All right. Well,
straighten up.
Well, okay. Since it is art, can you tell us a little bit about your art, like your moves? What are you famous for on the ice?
Well, I'm known for the butt slap.
What is that?
That's where I hop up in the air and pinch my nipples and land and skate backwards, slap my butt for 15 minutes.
For 15 minutes?
No wonder you're in last place.
I've never seen that performed in figure skating before.
Also, I'm the first guy to ever attempt the triple lutz toe touch knock 'em nuts.
Now, what is that exactly?
Well, that's where I jump up and I do the splits in the air and hold my feet to my side. Uh-huh. And I spin around three times, and each time I come around, my friend nails me in the nuts with a tennis ball.
What, just like throws it at you?
Yeah, from the stands.
So you can have help like that from outside people.
He must have quite an arm, too.
As long as they're registered, yeah.
Oh, okay. I understand.
And in this competition, I'll be skating an Old West routine.
Oh, you will?
I'll be wearing buttless chaps and a vest with a smart sheriff's badge and a large 10-gallon hat. And I'm going to give the guns to the audience and press around with a stick horse, slapping his imaginary fanny. All to the Bonanza thing.
It sounds like your strength is maybe your creativity.
That's what I'm known for. I'm not good at the moves, but I got them on creativity.
Figure skater Tommy Tompkins with us here on the Ticket. So have you been able to enjoy any of the Dallas nightlife this week?
Not too much, because I've been concentrating on the competition, but I have made it out a few nights. Been to some popular clubs in town, that sort of thing.
Where have you gone?
Well, Big Daddy's and Zippers and Moby Dick.
Okay.
Matter of fact, I met one of you guys there.
You did?
Who'd you meet?
I don't know. He's a guy who said he was single and horny and looking for love, not married.
Well, I'm the only one on the show that's single, but I don't remember. I don't think we met.
Well, this guy was tall, blonde, chubby, and introduced himself as Mean Green.
Oh, George?
That's not me. I haven't been out this week.
I thought I recognized that voice.
No.
You're the one with the big mole on your neck, right?
Yeah, I haven't met you.
George, what club was this at?
I don't know. I have not met this Tommy Tompkins. I don't know anything about his triple Lutz nuts knocker or whatever he calls it either.
Hey, listen, guys, I hate to cut it short, but I've got to go participate in the all-males couple competition today.
Oh, that's this morning?
Yeah, it's this morning. I'm skating with Brian Boitano.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
And we're debuting our new move.
What's that?
Well, I'm going to ride on his shoulders facing backwards. As a friend tries to toss a dead buzzard into his pants. Bye.
Boy, he is creative. You got to give him that. I mean, some of the stuff he came up with there is really creative. Backwards.
It's Rotten Radio on the Ticket.
And he's trying to say the phrase, he sits at four under par.
Oh, no.
He sits at four under par.
To beat so this? He goes out for his first nine holes at 38, which would be plus two, as I said. He sits one shot behind. as I say that again, the S-bomb is having a tough time today for Stu. And he sits one shot behind the leader, Ernie Els, at minus four. Sergio Garcia is just on a roll today, Tommy. He is minus six on the day. That's 66 for his final round right now through 17 holes, minus three for the tournament. Think about it. If he should somehow birdie.
I should just quit.
If he should somehow birdie 18.
He said it
what
twice.
Was, yeah. was he turtling?
What was
why
on.
Was he?
Well, he was trying to say, he was saying shoot and sit and shot, and he just kind of put them all together.
If you have that many Freudian slips, you're looking at your watch waiting for the commercial break is what you're doing.
You can blow your brains out.
Oh man. We have courtside reporter Claudia Trotos.
What?
Who was reporting in the Spurs-Mavericks game, courtside, kind of. She did several very confusing reports, including this halftime interview with the Spurs' Roger Mason. Now, keep in mind, he had 15 points at the half. That's not really extraordinary. He had a nice first half, but mm-hmm. It's not exactly record-breaking. And the Spurs led by 1 point.
Not 50.
No.
By one.
But she was just blown away by the fact that the Spurs were up one over the Mavericks and the fact that Roger Mason scored 15 points in the first two quarters. And she brought up a new player known as Terry Mason. And we're not sure which team he plays for, but give a listen to what Junior thinks may be the worst network television interview ever.
And here's Claudia.
How is it going? How do you feel? It's amazing. How many points up to now? 15?
I don't know. No, trying to win the game.
It's an extraordinary game right now for you guys. Is there any way to stop yet this time?
Well, we got enough points, but right now we're giving up too many. Dirk got hot. We gave up too many easy shots for them. So second half, hopefully we take care of the ball a little bit better, and scoring is okay for us right now.
It seems like there's Terry Mason is having a very good game as well. Is there a way that you're going to stop him?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, our thing is defense. And we play team defense, and Dirk's hit some tough shots, but second half, I'm sure Pop will correct it.
Thank you so much. Back to Mike.
Okay, Claudia, thank you.
Or whatever the hell that was.
I don't know where to start with that. Terry Mason. Who is Terry Mason?
I guess she was talking about Jason Terry. I guess.
It's been an amazing game for you guys. You're up one.
Extraordinary.
An extraordinary game.
You guys have never led before. It's amazing.
Is there any stopping you?
Yeah, what does this mean in San Antonio where you've won how many titles? You're up one at the half here. This must just be the greatest moment ever.
We're going to get a banner for that one, aren't they?
It's such an extraordinary game for you guys that if the Mavericks come out in the second half and make one basket, they're ahead. That's how extraordinary it's been.
So you don't think
are jerks. English is her second language. She's learning. Why are you bagging on her?
She shouldn't be on a network broadcast if that's the case.
She's a reporter, and she's asking a guy who's just come off the court, how many points are you up to now?
Well, like 15? I mean, you're only 85 behind Wilt's mark here. Did you realize that?
Don't give her that much credit, because she probably doesn't know Wilt's record.
Right.
Well, I don't think you guys are giving her enough credit. Who's to say the Spurs won't lower a banner next week that says we led the Mavericks 57-56 at the half?
I'm to say they won't.
And maybe we don't know the Mavs roster as well as we think we do. Maybe there's a Terry Mason
maybe there is.
Playing for them.
She knows more than we do. All right.
Who was the guy who played Terry Mason on TV?
Raymond Burr.
Terry Mason.
That's right. Sure enough.
This is why Tom should be more off air. Let's see what he's talking about here.
Georgetown UNC was good.
Well, hold on. Let's work chronologically, Hotshot. So then, early Sunday, you know, Florida just rips off Oregon's arms and makes them try to play with no arms, which is really tough.
Well, that's what happens when you play a team of Wookiees. Wookiees.
Huh?
Why are the Oregon Ducks Wookiees, may I ask?
Because Wookiees rip the arms out of people they compete against.
Wait, Tom's being extra aggressive this segment. I'd like him to back
off. I think
he
needs to go work out or something. Get rid of that lactic acid or something.
I'd like him to take over.
He's like... All right,
I want to hear more.
You're on the Tom Show.
I want to hear more about it.
And then in the...
you think Bob's right? You think Tom should be more off air? I don't know. That was a mess, though. You think Bob's right?
Yes.
Tom should be off air?
Yes.
It sounded like he thought he had a really good line, and at the last second he pulled up like, I'm not sure I should go through this.
Yeah.
Woogies.
Woogies.
Okay, there's Tom. Now, why is he making a Star Wars reference? I thought we weren't supposed to make reference to anything but sports.
I don't know, but wasn't he the boss of our chief competitor at the time?
Yes.
And he left that station being the program director of it.
Mm-hmm. Who used to rip us for talking about graveyards and stuff.
Making comments in the paper about us getting off the sports track all the time.
Right. Yeah. He knew how to really do sports radio.
Mm-hmm.
So he leaves being the boss over there to become the producer of a midday show here.
Right.
Rotten Radio.
He's on the field. Mm. He's large. He's horrible. And he was way out of place last week when the Cowboys were at home against the Giants because they threw it to him when the national anthem was about to start at Texas Stadium.
Let's go down to the field to Tony Siragusa. Hey, Goose, is that cowboy blue or giant blue you're wearing today?
This is black and blue. Try and make me look a little skinner, Dick. Thank you very much. I think today, guys, watching a little bit of the warm-ups, Vinny Testaverde is a guy who really impressed me. I got a chance to play against him at the University. When he was at the University of Miami and I was at the University of Pittsburgh, I remember him throwing a ball by my head and the ball actually buzzing. So that's a guy that I want to take a look at today. I want to still see if he still has the arm strength he did when he played with me at the Ravens, and also when he had played with me at the it's going on right now, guys.
Funny. Just hearing the wheels wobble and then shoot off at the end.
And just to note, the crew at Texas Stadium was on time, as far as the timeline goes.
Mm-hmm.
So Fox screwed up there, as far as throwing it to a guy when the anthem's about to start.
Shock.
After shock.
After shock.
After shock.
After shock. After
warning.
Shock.
You're listening to Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket's Rotten Radio. When radio is left out in the sun way too long, it's rotten. Let's get back to Rotten Radio on The Ticket.
Sorry.
We're sorry. Your call cannot...
We're calling Ramjack.
Don't!
We are, right?
I'm not going to talk if you call Ramjack.
Why?
Because. Not on the first one.
Well, what does it matter?
All right. Oh, everyone hates you.
Corby's got a bit that's unbelievable today.
Idiot. God, I've got to go home. I have to shit my Twinkie drawers, too. Who's the sponsor?
I don't know anymore. You're on your own, dude.
Shut up. All right, if it doesn't work by 12.
No one buys it. No one buys it.
First of all, you didn't be. Hey, Chet Baker from Washington.
I just talk normal.
Can you just kind of do more of a wimpy voice?
Yeah. Yeah.
We'll do it when
Call someone, and
okay.
We'll do it.
All right.
Hi, I can't get to the phone right now, but if you leave a message, I'll call you as soon as I can. Thanks. Bye.
You want to f***?
Come on. She lives with her mom.
The other week, Judy, as I was smashing the head of a chihuahua into my dresser, I thought how great this American democracy really is and how important it is to reinvest in education.
Yes, sir.
You sound a little distracted, Judy. If you need to go potty right now, I'll hold on.
No, I'm doing fine.
Tinkle, tinkle.
Just lovely.
Tinkle.
No, don't need to at the moment.
Okay.
Fine.
All righty.
Judy.
Mm-hmm.
It's Corby.
Hi, Corby.
What are you doing?
No, I'm just cracking up. I knew it was somebody. Bringing out the black vote in America.
It's me and my friend up here. We're just goofing around.
What's this, please?
Can I have the number for Coulter's Barbecue, please? In Dallas? I don't... Any number's fine.
Okay.
So I'm sorry. I'm guessing.
Here's one on Main Street.
Okay.
Thanks. We appreciate your business. The number is...
I'm so sorry. I'm so guessing. I can't help it.
Coulter's, this is Peter. Can I help you?
Yes, Peter. My name is Carl Everett. I'm calling from the National Democratic Party.
Okay.
We're just wondering if you've made it out the polls yet.
Yeah, I have, and we're in the middle of lunch at the restaurant.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Go Bush. Talk to you later.
Okay.
Last night, as I was slapping around Tipper, I thought that voting is really important. Right.
You were slapping around, huh?
No, just kind of talking about things.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's kind of a hip term there. All right.
Thanks.
Smash a chihuahua's head.
All righty. Bye-bye. Can I help you?
Connie, hi. It's Corby Davidson over at the Ticket Radio
Hello,
Station.
Hello, Corby. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good.
That was me and my friend Gordon who just called you.
I know.
Hello.
Something going on. I'm like, what, am I slapping Tipper around? Yeah.
Yes, that's right, Connie. I'm violent now.
Oh, you are unbelievable.
Thanks for calling Picasso's. May I help you?
Yeah, my name is Roman Holiday from the Democratic National Convention. I'm just wondering if you made it out to the polls yet.
A Roman Holiday for the... yeah, actually, we all voted for Nader.
You did?
Yeah.
Okay, well, we were just wondering. We have a special treat. We're,
Hello?
What's the matter with you? Why'd you bail out?
Is there anything I can't do?
This is Peter.
Peter.
Yes.
It's Corby Davidson.
I knew it. God, I knew it. I you got busted again, didn't you?
No, it was Gordon.
Oh, it was?
Say hi.
Hello, Gordon.
Hello, Peter.
I figured. Frank and T-Speed.
Well, we're trying to prank sponsors.
Appreciate it.
Yeah.
What's that? Am I going to be on the radio now?
Yeah. Okay, do we have your permission to use it?
As long as I don't sound like a jackass.
No, no, you don't.
No. We sound like jackasses. We can't fool anybody today.
Hello, this is Roman Holiday.
Please.
Yeah, can... What number do we need? What are we looking for? The VFW. VFW in Dallas. Veteran of Foreign Wars.
Okay. Just a second. Okay. What is that?
We have a elephant back here.
Okay. Okay. Let's see. Here's one on Davis. Thank you.
We appreciate your business. One to dial.
Did you record that?
Yeah.
4-9-4.
What is
what
that?
Is that?
We have an elephant.
We have an elephant back here. We have an elephant back here. I don't know. Why are you just so casually have an elephant? Looking for the VFW.
I tell you what, my bowels are so full right now, I'm going to have to cut this conversation a little short.
Well, that's good. I'm glad to talk to you.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, Edna.
All right.
Hey, I smushed a gopher with my car.
All right. Okay, bye.
All right. Edna?
The very best of the worst. It's Rotten Radio on the Ticket.
Kind of dicey when you throw out a joke that only one person gets, and it's really dicey if that one person doesn't get it, as we find out this week on the emergency break.
ESPN was running a press conference of Steve Spurrier, and they had this huge ass mic flag in front of his face, and you could barely see his mouth moving, and I swear it was digitally imposed on the screen.
Are you sure he wasn't from Galveston?
What?
Never mind. That was a joke for you, and you didn't get it. So I'm hung out. Here I am flapping.
Explain.
That dude from Galveston.
Oh, with the big mic. Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. Okay. Now I get it. With a big mic flag.
Well, it looked like it was digitally imposed on the screen.
God.
Everybody call me on that one.
Jeez.
Man.
Sorry.
All right, it is time for Football Half the Way with the former head coach of the Dallas Cowboys and current offensive coordinator for the Miami Dolphins, Chan Gailey. Morning, Chan.
Yeah, good morning to you.
How are you doing?
Yeah, I ain't on with them hardliners no more. They pert near run me out of town on the rail.
Yeah, they didn't treat you very kindly, did they?
Yeah, I'm glad to be on with you two fellas in the morning.
Well, we're happy to have you on.
I just fixed a mess of biscuits. You want I should run you over a batch?
Well, that'd take a while all the way from Miami, so.
I got a pan full of sausage going, too. I ain't had nothing else for breakfast in the coon's age.
What do you think about your matchup with the Colts this week? That's a big one in your division.
Yeah. Yeah, Daddy hung all my britches from the line last night. Some old possum came along and stole my denims.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, how does that relate to the game that I was talking about?
Yeah. I've been working hard lately.
Really?
Yeah, you know, when you got a harvest moon, you got to get out there and clear that North 40.
Well, you're a coach. You shouldn't still have to do work around the farm.
How do you have time?
Hey, you know what? We had a norther blow in here last night.
Did you?
And a whole mess of us had to belly up to the squat stove and sleep nut to butt.
See, I would think you'd feel kind of out of place in Miami. I mean, here in Texas, we kind of had some ranch land and farmland, and you know, I guess it's close to Georgia, but Miami doesn't seem like your kind of place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, old Pappy took after me with a hickory switch after I hit his smoking pipe.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I've been in trouble lately on that.
That's odd, considering you're in your 40s. Yeah, aren't you a little older to have Pappy getting after you?
Hey, you know what? We got to head into town Monday week because the old flour barrel's running low. We can't fix no meal or nothing.
Chan, it's the year 2001, not 1880.
Yeah. We also got to pick up some lye because that outhouse is getting loud.
Loud. We're visiting with Chan Gailey. This is Football Half the Way. What do you think of the San Diego-Denver matchup?
Hey, I was bathing puppies in the wash tub.
Yeah, flea dipping them.
When Daddy slipped up on me and draped a rattler on my neck. I darn near messed my drawers.
Now, why would he do that with a poisonous snake?
Oh, he's always playing trickery on me.
Yeah,
I chased him all the way to old man Rimshaw's place. But I think them puppies will fetch a fair amount.
You think
although
so?
They're a little wormy.
Oh, gross.
Yeah.
What about the Monday night matchup, Baltimore at Tennessee?
Yeah. Yeah, hey, listen, I got to go.
Oh.
Yeah, the old mare, she's gone lame, and I got to take after her with the over-under.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
All right, then.
All right,
okay,
then.
Chan.
All right. That'd be good. There he goes.
There you have it. That's Football Half the Way with Chan Gailey.
Now, maybe the hardline was right. I don't know. I like Chan. I like visiting with Chan. I just wish he'd talk more football with us.
Yeah, we didn't get any insight in the Dolphins-Colts game.
Yeah.
When radio spoils, it's rotten. On Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Took all his leftovers.
I mean, they're just urine stains all over them and
yeah,
everything.
I used to all over my furniture. I don't know why.
That's a little harsh.
Huh? It's one of those things when
that's
you...
A, that's a little bit harsher than
that's
never
been
used
said
to
on the ticket.
Get bored.
Well, it should have been said on the ticket.
Oh, it's been said.
Not in that context. Not in the actual reference to the act.
No.
Oh, maybe it has too?
Maybe that you're upset and you say that word or...
Oh, really?
Yeah. If you follow it by "id off" or something like that, it's
and then
okay.
The well, fact that you did it all over your furniture
well,
is really hot.
Yeah, that's kind of that's probably the more shocking thing is that
I'm kind
used to do that.
Remind me not to sit down next time at your house.
Kind of seen as a trailblazer up here, so maybe
oh
now
my God.
Well, that's, people will start saying that more.
I don't think they will.
Let me say something.
One of the big sponsors of baseball was the Bull Durham Tobacco Company. In fact, obviously where you get the Durham Bulls in tobacco country right now. The famous from, Major League? Was the Durham Bulls, is that right? What movie was the Durham
Bull Durham.
What was it?
Bull Durham.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm saying the Durham Bulls were a big team in one of the movies.
Yes, Bull Durham. That was the name
oh,
of the
yeah.
Kevin Costner, Tim Robinson, Sarandon.
Hey, good morning, Georgia Craig.
You'd,
Norm,
oh, boy.
Norm, been to the video store lately,
yeah,
Norm?
Somebody takes the plug out and doesn't tell a guy,
yeah, the problem
know?
Is that what? Movie's in color.
Wait a minute, there's movies in color now?
You're listening to Sports Radio 1310, the tickets, Rotten Radio.
This is crap.
Let's get back to Rotten Radio on the ticket.
Can I find this in Arlington?
Oh, good grief, yes.
Oh, boy. Let's see how long it is. Let's hold it out.
This guy is probably close to 5 feet. Texas rat snakes are going to be one of the largest snakes that you find in the Metroplex area.
What the f*** is this? Get this thing off me, man. Get this thing off me, man. God damn. What is this thing jumping at me for, man?
He likes you.
Yeah, I can tell, man. All right, let's try to get back under control. So, you didn't tell me the thing jumped. Well, God dang.
Radio.
Here's the premise. George is on stage, and he says, we have a roving reporter here. And,
yeah, you hear it on here.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
And throw it to Scott. And so all you see is Scott Murray, me as Scott Murray, up on these giant TV screens.
Right.
We understand joining us now live from a remote location from Channel 5. Please welcome Scott Murray, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you very much, my friend. And hello again, everyone. I'm Scott Murray from the Texas News Channel. You can see me at 5, 6, and 10. The TGIF edition, Scott's Kids, coming up a little bit later on in the week, so be that as it may, a good time being had by all, no question about it. Here's we come to you from the Adams Awards at the Award Hotel in downtown Fort Worth. And we have a special guest lined up for you in just a moment, but first, a good time being had by all here tonight, no question about it. Let's roll some of the video, look at the highlights of what's transpired here tonight. Now, Big Nate, your baseball days are behind you. That has to disappoint you.
Football, baby. I play football. Man, I ought to have your job. As you can see, I'm pretty good at screwing up, too.
Very friendly banter.
Okay, well.
Here with Big Nate Newton from the Dallas Rangers. Now, Nate, it's got to disappoint you that you were so close to one Walter Payton's all-time rushing record. We speak of that record that you almost had, and now you're behind bars.
Jeez.
Boy, Nate got no reaction.
Nothing. Nothing.
Now, welcome to my world.
All right, so overall...
Which
mean,
you know what this means? This means that we fail this bad on radio when we do the bits. We just can't hear the people laying out on us.
That's what I was thinking last night.
We quit.
Rotten Radio.
All right, guys, if we can hook up with Jerry Jones from Valley Ranch via satellite microphone. Oh, boy, that's kind of an outdated picture, isn't it?
It's before his plastic surgery, the picture was.
What was that? I heard you. What?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. No, good evening, Jerry. Thanks a lot for joining us.
Well, that's certainly a pleasure to be here at the Award
Jerry.
Banquet.
Yeah, thank you. We don't have a whole lot of time tonight, Jerry, so why don't we start talking football? You went through a lot of changes in the offseason.
Who told you I had plastic surgery?
No, nobody. I was talking about the team. The team went through a lot of changes.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry about that. Sorry for snapping at you like that. And I know that there's been a lot of speculation in the media that I've had plastic surgery. But I just want to, if I can... put those rumors to
everyone's leaving at this point.
Rest. All right, Jerry, well, you made news today, in fact, and that's probably why you're still out at Valley Ranch. You signed Larry Allen to a long-term contract, big money. I got a question for you, though.
Thank you.
I got a question for you, though. As an owner, does it make you nervous to pay?
This is my real hair, by the way. It's not a toupee. Does it look fake? I don't wear a toupee. Who told you that? No. Dave Campo? He'll be dead before sunrise.
No. Jerry, you didn't let me finish. Does it make you nervous to pay a veteran player like that, an older player that, you know, a lot of money? Because I know things are, you know, a little tight around there these days.
You mean my face is tight, don't you? That's what you're referring to. You little twerp. I never had any surgery on my face. I want to make that very, very clear. Now, sure, I know that a couple years ago I looked like a Shar-Pei puppy.
Reissue.
Now I look a little more like Joan Rivers or maybe the puppet Madam. But I never had surgery, you understand?
Please. Yes.
Got it.
All right, I got it.
Good.
Okay, I'm sorry. Please,
we're clear.
If you could stop being so sensitive about the whole looks thing, we'll get back to football, if that's okay.
All right, fair enough.
I know the last few years have been really tough for you because you've been way over the salary cap. And it was, I know, nip and tuck for a while. But
don't say that! Hey.
Jeez.
What is your problem, young man? You better watch yourself, because I can send Jason Williams over to your house to show you a shotgun in a second if I wanted to.
Okay, all right.
Mess with me, you understand me?
Some groans.
Nobody gets in my way. I get my way every time.
What?
I know, I apologize.
Except when I'm stopped in Highland Park.
That worked.
We kind of need to hurry it along because we're paying for this satellite time, Jerry. Just one more question. Did you also get fake teeth?
All right,
now, hold on.
Rotten Radio. You're the expert on Uranus.
You know, George, they're not talking about Uranus. They're talking about Uranus.
Well, I don't know.
You know what, George?
You should know about Uranus more than anybody.
George, you made the comment after you failed on the jambalaya run that your colon fell out. We should have inspected it further.
What?
For the diamonds. So famous.
Oh. You proud of that one?
I'm so...
Laying down boy.
Which, Gregor, that was an odd nickname for Corby. But and Corby's on this kick now, thinking that he's real famous.
Yeah, why does he always utter that?
I don't know.
It's really odd.
Rotten Radio.
And then somehow Rich tried to relate that to Gordo's sex life on the ticket.
Oh, that creeped me out. That really creeped me out when I was a kid.
Me too.
Seeing this kind of big old fat guy wearing a bonnet.
That was funny.
But I think that's where I got the seeds of the idea for Little Girl Grego came from that.
Right.
John the Winter's wearing a bonnet.
Something funny too.
Also,
it.
Some of your sexual activities, I think, came from that.
It's kind of rude, I think. It's an accusation.
Not unfounded.
Well, how do you know?
I hear things.
You could hear his rattle walking down the street.
Anyway, so
well, thank you,
boy.
That's the observation deck.
So there's Rich's little entry there.
Not unfounded. I hear things.
I love a subtle comment in the background.
Now, have you ever won?
It's Rotten Radio on the ticket.
Here's Psycho Dave with an announcement.
Yes. Norm will be hanging out at Edwin Watts on Alpha and Preston Road in Dallas tomorrow from 4 to 6. Come out and ask Norm how a three-wood can be an integral part of your shot, of your short game.
What?
Or have him, what? I don't know. Integral part of your short game, or have
Forget
him.
Forget he's rolling.
Yeah.
Not really.
Not really.
This is an emergency break. Hi, George. Norm will have a three-wood, could be an integral part of your short game, or have him show you his patented...
All right, listen, fadeaway. Where is he going to be tomorrow when? Where, right. When?
He's going to be at Edwin Watts, 4-6, at Alpha and Preston Road in Dallas.
Good.
It's and Norm, that's really all Edwin we need. Watts tomorrow.
And remember...
Sports. Forget Frito's wacky writing of those liners.
Hooked on Phonics works for him.
That's right.
All right.
Rotten Radio. And also, Sunday night at the Smirnoff, it's Foreigner, Bad Co., and Night Ranger. And if you need tickets to those great shows, those great games, Texas Tickets can help you out at 214-696-8001.
Also, Mike.
Also.
E-News is brought to you by Silver City Cabaret and Taco.
The question always is...
What about you?
What about me?
The hell is going on back there?
We've had a lightning strike, boys. What happened over there, Grego?
We had a little lightning strike right outside the window. I think everything's okay, but it definitely set off the alarm.
Also, wow. E-News is brought to you by Taco Bueno.
So we'll reset everything and get the alarm turned off, and we'll just sally forth with E-News.
So you can
get it.
Well, our little friend Kelly Osborne of the Osborne family, Ozzy's daughter, is doing quite well for herself right now. Her new single is up to number 28 in national top 40 radio play. And according to an LA station, it is a number one or number two most requested song on the station for a month solid.
Ron, I got to break in here a second, okay? Because Norm has to go back to the station, and I've got his cell phone, so I'm going to have to find me a new cell phone.
All right.
I will be back in just a second.
Okay.
So if it was an emergency brake candidate, it is now.
Yes. Oh, man.
All right.
God.
Grab a fajita. We're sending Norm back to the station.
God almighty.
What is happening?
Grab the hotline, Justin.
Just fight through it.
Oh, how can you fight through this crap?
God. Wow.
I don't know who to give it to.
I think that's Mother Nature. I think for the first time ever, Mother Nature is nominated for an e-break.
Okay.
Or is that bad karma?
Shock.
After shock.
After shock.
After shock.
After shock.
After warning. Shock.
You're listening to Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket's Rotten Radio.
Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. P1's B1. Tune us in, turn it up, keep it on.
The Ticket!
Is the glass half full or half empty? Or maybe it's broken.
Maybe it's not a glass at all.
Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket's Rotten Radio is in the air.
Manager's choice. You'll get that on Friday.
Manager's damn, choice.
Double damn.
Oh, my gosh.
Boy,
Junior. Here.
Oh, no.
They go on top of it or just below it?
Not sure.
We're okay.
Oh, no. We've had a massive spillage here in the studio.
Yeah, play some interlude music.
Interlude here.
Oh, dear Lord. It's hit all of the keyboards.
Paper towels, please.
Hang on. Can I get some more?
We spilled probably 3 gallons of water in here.
Gosh, dog, Junior. Interrupted a whole broadcast day.
Okay, continue. I'll just wipe up.
It's all in this electrical. We're
going to
get electrocuted.
And maybe we come back. We have another roll of towels.
Is this why they tell us not to drink liquids in here?
Right.
We're leaving
ground. That is so...
Oh, don't hear that, Jared. That scared the hell out of me.
It's the final countdown.
All right, this goes on for like 2.5 minutes.
It was just water, by the way, for anybody wondering. Why is it white?
You can't get electrocuted with water. This is a major market radio station.
The destruction is.
If you tuned in right in the middle of that, what mayhem?
What would you think?
That song going on in the background?
Very sorry about that.
Radio.
George told us about the new show, Fourth and Long, the Michael Irvin reality show. And George said it was the funniest show that he'd ever seen, even though it's not supposed to be a funny show. Well, joining us now on the Ticket Hotline to defend his reality show is the former Cowboys wide receiver, the Hall of Famer, Michael Irvin. Good morning, Michael.
Morning.
What'd you got ragging on my show?
Well, you know, there were just some funny elements to it, I guess.
Well, I called up here this morning to defend my show.
Okay. Yeah. Well, your radio show, right?
No, there's no defending that.
Oh, okay, so you...
That show failed.
You did call to defend the TV show.
Yeah, that show failed. P-H-A-A-L-D. Failed.
I don't know that that's how you spell it, but...
No, I called up to defend Fort Benoit.
Okay.
That show is very dear to me. Hold on, my starter's stuck. No, I got some guys. I got some guys that are going to back me up on this.
Oh, okay.
And it's a good show. And it's a show that you ought to watch because you're a football fan.
Right.
I know you're a football fan. You ought to watch this show.
Mm-hmm.
First up to defend my show for below, Coach Joe.
Coach Joe?
Yeah.
Oh, we have Coach Joe on the line.
Coach Joe, you online? I'm here. There he is, Coach Joe.
Now, he's also on the show with you, Michael. You, Coach Joe, and Bill Bates.
That's right. I'll tell you why I did this show, first of all.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've been basically unemployed for 10 years. couldn't hold down a job in the Arena League. Thought that working for the Raiders was a good idea at the time. Then I worked in the fasteners department at Home Depot with Lincoln Coleman for a while. Then I picked up the odd carpentry jobs here and there, but... Uh-huh. Finally, get on Michael's show, and with this type of show, it's a show that's different.
That's right.
The show. I think it's important to have on former special teams coaches that that you can barely understand because he sounds like he has mashed potatoes in his mouth.
Okay. So it's a paycheck for you.
It's a paycheck. Yeah. Certainly a failed show. It's not going to go anywhere.
God.
Pretty much farce. thank you, Michael, for having me on there.
No problem, Coach Show. Anytime.
Well, Michael, he was just ripping the show.
No, he was backing it up.
Oh, okay.
Because he is on the show for long.
Right.
Now, I got someone else who's going to back up my show.
Mm-hmm.
My show today on Monday night.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a little higher up than Coach Joe.
I'm not really understanding all of this, but...
In fact, he hired Coach Joe.
He hired Coach Joe?
Yeah. And he's hired Dan Coach Joe.
Dan Coach Joe?
Yeah. That's Jerry Jones.
Oh, Jerry is with us on the
line. Jerry Jones. Jerry. Speak to me.
Doing good, doing good.
Jerry.
Now, we heard Jerry on the show the other night. He's already made an appearance.
Yeah, he has. He's good. He was a good actor.
Well, Michael, it's certainly good to be on with you and to talk about this very impressive show. What's the name of it again?
For Long.
Fourth and long.
Fourth and long.
Huh. Well, let's be very candid, as well as up front.
Yeah.
This show is the biggest abortion since Roe v. Wade.
Whoa! That's harsh.
Jerry!
I caught it the other night on my TiVo. And it is, I'm telling you, it's more entertaining to watch surveillance footage of a parking lot than watching the show. But I'm doing it as a favor to you, Michael, a very positive favor.
I appreciate that.
And, also because I just can't quite let go of the 90s Cowboys. I'm obsessed with that era.
Me neither.
It's the last time that we actually won something, as you know.
Right.
It also helps me promote the new stadium,
which,
by the way, good seats still available for a very good price. Please make offer almost for free.
Oh, wow.
Go to Cowboy Highline.
And the stadium, very nice. We've even put in a boat slip for Tony Romo.
Oh, Michael liked that.
Why does it sound like the devil's laughing?
You funny, Jerry. You've all been funny, man.
Didn't catch a word of it. we're all really looking forward to the Big Jim Strait concert.
No, I think that's George Strait.
Of course, yes.
Yeah.
He's very popular with all the the skateboard teens and
I don't know.
Whatever kind of music he plays.
More like white people with cowboy hats. Did you watch that Jim Strait?
But we're were very excited about the stadium, and, of course, it cost more than expected. In about 3 months, I predict I'll be wearing a barrel and having a Will Work food sign on the side of the stadium.
Well, let's hope not, Jerry.
We certainly overbuilt, but we're excited about it, and I'm just glad I got to come on here and talk about the stadium, and not so much glad that I had to come on here and talk about Michael Irvin's next failed endeavor.
Hey, I appreciate that, Jerry.
Well, appreciate it.
No problem.
Let me say this before I go.
Mm-hmm.
Junior Miller.
Mm-hmm.
You like football.
I like football, yes.
You love football.
Yep.
But you cannot play in Dallas. You have been cut.
I've been cut.
Wait, you got cut?
I got cut by Michael Irvin.
No, with the dramatic
just like
music
on the show.
And everything.
Man.
But I'm not even on the show.
No, you're never going to play in Dallas.
When radio spoils, it's rotten. On Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
In the game, playing as Matt Pinto tells the listening audience and his broadcast partner, Bob Ortegal. But apparently Bob wasn't listening. He was just hell-bent on getting this medical update in on Dirk.
Nowitzki's back. Spin lob to Stackhouse. Swatted out of there by Chris Billings. Three-point game as Stoudemire hit the technical. And the crowd is aroused now at the Rose Garden.
Folks, we have just been informed that Dirk Nowitzki has a sore right ankle. We do not know whether he'll be back or not.
He's on the floor, Bob.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just handed that slip. I was reading that. He's not limping at all, is he?
Well, he just scored, so he looks okay since re-entering.
I just read that.
Oh, poor Bob.
That's greatness.
Oh, man, I don't like funny. It when Matt Pinto says the crowd is aroused.
Yeah. It bothers me a little bit, too.
What can be a greeting?
What can be a greeting?
Or it can mean goodbye.
Or it can mean goodbye.
It makes you turn your head or even blink both of your eyes. The baby arm.
The baby arm.
The baby arm can.
The baby arm can.
The baby arm can, 'cause it's here to bring some love and make the world feel good.
Make the world feel good.
Who can give a high five?
Who can give a high five?
But cannot make a fist.
But cannot make a fist.
Who can wear a Mickey Mouse watch on his little wrist? The baby arm.
The baby arm.
The baby arm can.
The baby arm can.
The baby arm can, 'cause he's here to spread some love and make the world feel good.
Make the world feel good. The baby arm's small, kind of like a doll. So be careful not to nick it.
Protesters know where to pick it. Exclusively on The Ticket. Who can look giant?
Who can look giant?
Next to a toothpick.
Next to a toothpick.
Who has been a nickname for Liam Neeson's stick? The baby arm.
The baby arm.
The baby arm can.
The baby arm can.
The baby arm can, 'cause he's here to spread some love and make the world feel good.
Make the world
feel good. Rotten Radio.
Hey, Cooter. Did you hear about all the stuff?
Why, no, Jake. What about all the stuff?
Well, it appears that the Democrats are trying to pull a fast one on all us good folks who didn't go to Ivy League schools.
How so, Jake?
Well, their leading candidate is a black guy named, get this, Barack Hussein Obama.
Hussein Obama? Isn't that the terrorist we just defeated in our continued commitment to the war on terror?
You bet, Cooter. And now the Democrats want us to vote for him.
Well, that's dat-gum insane. I'm not going to be voting for any old black terrorist, even if he does wear a flag lapel pin.
That's just the thing, Cooter. He don't even wear a flag lapel pin. Plus, he wants to meet with Iran.
What? That's the craziest thing I've ever heard, Jake.
I know. Iran is a terrorist country.
No, I mean every president since George Washington has worn a flag lapel pin. And this guy's so uppity, he won't wear what Jesus asked us to in the Bible.
You're telling me. That's why I'm going to vote for old John McCain. He was a prisoner of war, so he knows a little something about battling hip-hop Arabs who want to break into our houses and steal our freedom and TVs.
Tell me more about this John McCain. Does he wear a flag lapel pin and cling to important things like guns and religion?
You bet, Cooter.
And is he a common man who grew up driving a truck in the Republican South?
You know it.
Well, he sounds like the guy for me. I want a president who is not so black and hateful of our freedom.
Wow.
Where do I vote?
That's what I wanted to hear, Cooter. Let's go drink and shoot some stop signs.
Now that's something you won't learn at Harvard.
Paid for by the Swift Vote veteran still like John McCain.
You're listening to Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket's Rotten Radio.
This is crap.
Let's get back to Rotten Radio on The Ticket.
This is George Dunham, who is...
No, that's you.
George Dunham.
Oh, yeah, that is Dunham.
Or
okay.
When you dress up, it's Joyce Durham.
All right, we were talking about Jerry Jones, one of our cowboy segments this week, and the phrase I was trying to say was different take. A different take. That's what I was trying to get to.
He's never seen bad chemistry wreck a winning team.
He's never had a year like this.
But he told us that this year.
Yeah, I know. But I wonder if he has a... You know, Jerry's changed his mind before, and I wonder if he has a different taste...
Whoa.
What? take on it.
Whoa.
Wonder if he has what? What?
A different take on it now, after going through this season. Sometimes I... Short original. Circuit, okay? That was just a short circuit. Let's all just move on and pretend like I didn't say that.
It's just an odd Freudian slip.
I don't know.
It's really strange.
It's weird. Let's just forget it happened. This is all just move on. I don't know what to tell you.
Wow. So earlier in the show, you would not reference the Justin Timberlake Saturday Night Live bit in a box, but here you would, kind of.
Interesting.
I didn't mean to. I certainly didn't mean to. So those are your three candidates, Rhines.
Think of the possibilities to fill in the blank after those first two words.
Yeah, I know.
It's one of the more unfortunate pronunciations of different take I've ever heard.
Yeah.
Sometimes
unusual one, too.
Sometimes I can't talk.
Rotten Radio.
Cowboys have been getting some criticism this week after an ugly win over the Bengals. And joining us now, open the door and let this gentleman in.
All right, be nice to him this time, though.
I always am. He's got his hands full.
Put him on the spot.
He is a professor of psychology at the University of Texas at Dallas, and he is our sports psychologist, Dr. Carlton Maxwell. Good morning.
Good morning, Jack. Good morning, Craig.
How are you?
Doing well.
Here goes the coffee sip.
Ah.
The sip of my morning coffee.
Good coffee, huh?
It's excellent coffee.
Well, you are a noted author, a prolific author. You've now authored over 2,800 books, and I know you
have
brought several for us this morning to talk about the Cowboys and what they're dealing with.
I have. I have many quick turnaround books. You know, I'm able to publish very quickly based on world events and sporting events and things such as that. Well, you know the book Throw Me the Damn Ball by Keyshawn Johnson?
Uh-huh.
Which I wrote the epilogue to.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Well, T.O. commissioned me to write a book with him. It's called Throw Me the MF and Ball, You Freaking Undrafted Quarterback by T.O. Owens.
Oh, really?
He just came out with this.
Days, did it matter
never,
to you?
Never. I never even thought about it.
Uncomfortable after.
Things have changed from that regard, and surely you match up
what regard?
Well against some teams and not against other teams, but... Yeah, all that I was ever concerned about was where my game was and where the team's game was going into the playoffs. And, you know, let's face it, the Lakers are hot right now.
Listen to this part.
And would be a tough draw in the first round for anybody. So, you know, it's not surprising that teams were trying to avoid them.
Now, I was going to ask, did it matter how you were playing going in?
Right, absolutely. Surely that's correct.
But, I mean, when you were a player,
what?
Did it matter?
What?
Rotten Radio.
We got to know him for years on television. It's Bob Ortegal. Hello, Bob.
Wow! Good to talk to you guys.
Hey, Bob.
Wow!
Now, you're always very over the top and very excited about the Mavericks. Are you still excited after game one?
These Mavericks are great. They're going to win everything. The title, the Super Bowl, abortion rights. Wow.
Well, they didn't get off to a very good start. That was an awful second
half. Doesn't matter.
Half.
I'm enthusiastic about everything about the Mavericks. Look at me. I'm wearing my Maverick suit. Oh, you can't see me, can you?
No, we can't.
Wow. Looks like the city of New Orleans took a page out of the Dallas Stars playbook. They called for a blackout. Wow, the whole town.
Golly, Bob.
Well, the Mavs got Katrina the other night, didn't they? Wow.
I don't know about
that. I'm not known for being PC. Wow.
No, you're not.
Is that why you're not on TV anymore? What happened there?
I don't know, but I can't believe I've been demoted from the radio broadcast to the radio broadcast. From the TV broadcast. You know how much money I spent to bronze my skin?
To look good on TV?
And to get these big old upside-down tombstones installed as teeth? My teeth were blinding white on television. Perfect. I still wear my zoot suit in hopes that they'll show me on the screen for a few minutes.
Well, this is Bob Ortegal. Now, in the past, you've had some very controversial things to say, and some of your nicknames when you called Eduardo Najera a Mexican jumping bean. That, a lot of people thought that went too far, so have you toned down your nicknames?
No, I still have nicknames for players. That's my signature, my hallmark.
like what?
Like J.J. Barea's, my little chalupa.
I've never heard you call him that. What about Dirk?
Dirk Commissar. Don't turn around a wow. Commissar's in town a wow.
What about Josh Howard?
Black number one.
Oh, my gosh.
Bob, you couldn't come up with anything more creative than that.
What about Jason Terry?
Black number two.
All right, so I guess you're going to tell us Eric Dampier is
black number three?
Oh, no. That would be offensive. I call him the big disappointment. I have nicknames for everyone in the Mavs organization.
Yeah, like you have one for Cuban?
Yeah, the flamboyant Frankenstein.
What about the other broadcasters, like, say, Brad Davis?
The backstabbing son of a bitch.
Oh, come on.
Put it back on TV. Come on. No one listens to this crap. Radio is dead. It's not existent. I'm playing with the balls right now. I'm a girl at night. I love pot.
Boy, Bob was taking that loss hard.
Well, I guess so.
He was way over the top.
It's Rotten Radio on the Ticket.
That's Smokin' Joe with What's New Ticket Chick. Now, I'm sure it'll sound a lot better, Joe, when you're actually up there with a band.
And music behind it.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
I think you ought to know how the song goes, Joe. Can you sing a little bit of it right now for us?
What's new, Ticket Chick? Whoa, whoa, whoa. What's new, Ticket Chick? Whoa, 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 whoa. Ticket Chick, you're a cutie. I love your booty and breast is too. I'll soon be rubbing those cute little Ticket Chick thighs. Uh-oh. Ticket Chick, Ticket Chick, I love you. Yes, I do. You and those Ticket Chick thighs.
Jeez, he is blasted.
It's Rotten Radio on the Ticket.
And we'll get back to the Ticket Top 10 in just a second, but we do want to remind you about Camp Bow Wow Barktoberfest this weekend, Saturday from 10 a.m. until 2 at the Fort Wolf Dog Park, Beach Street at I-30 in Fort Worth. Thanks to all of our sponsors, Camp Bow Wow, Fina, Man's Best Friend, Munster Natural Dog Food, and Sneaky Pete's. Come on out, admission free, The Rant broadcasting live from 10 a.m. to noon. George of the Musers. Shut up. George Dunham, I'm sorry. Sorry, Justin. And Bob Sturm will be on site from 10 a.m. to noon. Norm and Dan will be there from noon to 2. So it's Camp Bow Wow, Boktoberfest. Kill Me Now from Fort Worth Dog Park and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Now Sports.
Now sports.
This could be extremely damaging.
You're listening to Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Rotten Radio.